For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get him pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports here. You're listening to a recording of this. We're recording it live, but you're listening to it recorded from All Things Comedy Studio here in Hollywood.
It's where it happens.
It's where it's going down. A lot of great stuff going on. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Guys, it's that month. It's a December to remember.
Once again.
December to remember, that's what we're talking about. Here's our goal. We want each one of our listeners to go out there and get five of their friends to check out the show.
Yep.
If you have a friend you know who's kind of loves sports, in the sick shit, loves Ari's Jew balls, any of those things. If you know a friend who's like, hey, man, you'd really like this show, check it out. Just listen to one episode. And then what you do is you just send them a link, either post on your Facebook page, tweet out a link on Twitter, asking your friends to check out one episode, and you pick your favorite episode, and you have them listen to it. And that's all we can ask for. If you do it with five friends, we get a couple more people listening. Before you know it, we're huge.
And whoever gets five friends gets $1,000 cash.
No!
Isn't it?
No, that's not it. You get a personal phone call, 10-minute phone call with myself and Jason. We will call you
and tell you where you can get your $1,000.
Hey, real quick, what's your favorite episode of all time? Let's say you were a fan and you were listening and you wanted to give out a phone and a link to your friends. What would be the link?
Favorite episode? I don't know. There's so many. I really like the Ronda Rousey dating game one. That was pretty good.
That was great. I think if you were going to get somebody to listen to it, I would go Dildo Corn.
Yeah.
The dildo cord where you lost the bet and that chick came in.
Yeah, that's a good
about
for video. Video wise, that's a great one.
Dildo Corn, have them listen. What are some other great ones?
What was a good one that I listened to that I don't even know if you listened to? The one we re-released, the live one in San Diego, is really funny.
Yeah, I had a bad set. I had a bad show that day.
I didn't think so. I listened to it. I laughed a lot at it.
I just wasn't hitting. But that's a good one. Dildo Corn's Live. What else are some other ones? The Dating Game is great. If your friends love MMA, that's a great one.
Yeah, that is a good one. The Clipper Van one was good.
Clipper Van. You know what we'll do, man? We're going to tweet out. If anyone can tweet us their favorite episodes,
we will give you $5,000
cash. No, we're not going to do that. But if you tweet us your favorite episode, we're going to start listing them on Punch Drunk Sports. Throwback Thursday, but throwback episodes.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to go back. And then you can take those episodes and show them to your friends. And then hopefully you can get five friends to listen to the show. It just helps our show because this show is doing some amazing stuff. We're really excited about it. We're about to start a brand new video game playing podcast, Punch Drunk One. We're going to bring in comedians and adult film stars to play video games.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to start putting that out. And the only way that stuff happens is if you come and support us by telling all your sick friends about this awesome podcast. And you know what really makes me feel good is when I see people, like, retweet stuff. Mm-hmm. And I just like to see who they are. And you see, like, they have Punch Drunk in their, like, Twitter
bio.
Yeah,
yeah, there's a bunch of people.
And there's a bunch of people out there.
I know, I was surprised by that.
There's a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
You know? And it's really cool. And this show, I'm really excited about it, and, you know, I'm really thankful for the fans. I try to hit up everybody. You know, if you tweet me, I'll tweet you back. You know, and it's just like, I always listen to sports talk, and everyone's like, oh, this is your show. No, this is really the most user-friendly show ever. You know, I know we haven't had our phone for the last couple episodes.
We're close to.
Yeah, we just got a call that we're going to be doing Skypes very soon. And the and if everything goes right with this tube start, we could have the phones in. So, you know, again, who else lets you call in unfiltered, say whatever you want to say.
Insult us.
And then on punchdrunksports.com, I don't know if you've been on that lately. It's really good website, man.
Great.
I'm really excited about it.
It's the best. We're at, I think, Studio 5 and Website 3.
Yeah, Website 3 is kicking ass.
It is really
studio
kicking 5 ass.
Studio 5 is going to be, I'm making a prediction right now. This is our last studio.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We're not going to
go
anywhere.
Well, it's like the only, like the other ones, we just like went and like did whatever. We're actually like a part of building this.
To you know
the
what
way
I would tell you
it's
about
like customizing a car.
About why I think this studio is going to last is because we're an awesome podcast, but we're not the only awesome podcast that is using this studio.
Right.
Every other studio we use at, we were the best one by leaps and bounds.
We were like the lion's share podcast.
We were like, when they say who's on your, we were the first one
and
the
only
one
they would mention. They're like, and then we got some other guys doing stuff too.
Yeah, but the rest of this one.
Which
like,
is also why all those studios closed.
Yeah. But I mean, like, the point is that this podcast on this studio is going to have so many great podcasts coming out of it. So go to TubeStarter. There's only 7 days left.
Yep.
There's only 7 days. You guys have been tweeting me that you guys are doing it, and we're so thankful. And, like, Al Magical's been hitting a lot of you guys back, too, and that's a busy dude. And that shows you how thankful we are that he's been hitting you guys back. When you tweet us with your receipts showing us that you donate 5, 10, 25, that really helps, man.
Every
and
little
we're very
bit
thankful.
Of it helps.
So go to TubeStart and just – we got 7 days left, man.
Yep.
It's $5.
Yep.
Help us out.
$5 gets you a sticker. $10 gets you a coffee mug. $25 gets you a shirt. So it's not like you're just giving money for nothing, you know? You have a physical gift. And if anybody can get 5 of their friends, you get $1,000 cash. That's right. Right, Sam? $1,000?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, okay. He said it. So $1,000 cash. So go to TubeStart and help us get this studio as awesome as it's going to be. And there's a lot of great podcasts coming out here. Also, if you go to punchdrunksports.com, click on the Amazon link if you got to do any Christmas shopping or any, hey, man, only 387 more days until next year's Christmas shopping is over. So that doesn't even include this year's. So click on the Amazon link. Do all your shopping there. That helps us get a little bit of money. And Caveman Coffee, use the code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS, and that'll save you 10%. Great coffee. This is coffee weather. This is fucking coffee weather. So get behind that. And as always, BetCSI.com or .eu, use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that gets you $10 free to gamble with. Which is awesome, man. Do that. Everybody's doing it. Some people are winning. A lot of people are bitching at me and saying that you lose. That's probably because you have a gambling problem. So go to betsdsi.com, use the code punchdrunk, and, that gets you 10 free bucks. The guy that tweeted at me and had like a 11 team parlay for like $5. And it paid like $11,000 if you won that. I don't think you won because I never heard from you. But hit me back and let me know how close you were. I know you chose the Cowboys, and I know that fucked up everything. Why anybody would bet on the Dallas Cowboys, I have absolutely no idea. I'm mind blown by anybody that would be like, oh yeah, I'm going to pick the Cowboys to win. The Cowboys don't even pick the Cowboys to win. But those are all the links. Caveman Coffee, get on it. Punch Drunk Sports, click the Amazon link. Do all the shopping that you want. Sex toys, gun. I'm sure you could buy a gun on there. Here's what you really want to do. If you want to parlay and help the show, you go to TubeStart. You donate $25, you get a shirt. You go to Caveman Coffee, you buy the coffee, you get jacked up on coffee. You go to Amazon, you buy a gun. You go to BetsDSI.com. Make a gigantic bet, and if you lose, kill yourself. Boom. And that's how you can super duper support the show. If you're into that, I highly recommend it.
What have you been talking about? By the way, Mike Costa,
yeah.
Fox Sports 1's Mike Costa, supposed to be on the show. He went to the design center down by in West Hollywood.
Why'd he go there?
I don't know. Because I sent him the address. You're like, he must have just saw the name, go, oh, I know where the design center is, and he went the other way.
Is that where he's at right now?
Yeah.
Like, as we speak?
So he's going to be about half an hour.
Oh, he'll be longer than that.
No.
Eh, about.
There's
with the rain.
On the roads right now because it's
with
raining.
The rain.
What have you talked about that I have to clean up?
Nothing, but one of our lucky fans is going home with your car. No, I just did all the ads. Amazon, Cayman okay. Coffee.
Yeah,
that's
Anthony Johnson said he bought a bunch of tablets for his kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
so.
I hope they don't listen to this show. Otherwise, they just found out what Santa's bringing them. Dude, did you see the thing I Instagrammed? It's a picture
of a black dick.
No. Not. I didn't say, did you go through my phone? It's Santa Claus for like, it's like $50. It's something stupid. And you can Skype with Santa Claus right now. And just like, so I don't know who the fuck, it's like, who wants to watch Santa Claus beat off? It's some old guy in a Santa suit.
Hold on, but that's what he's doing, jerking off?
No, I'm sure he...
Or is it just like, hey, kids?
Yeah, but it's...
Which is
it's
one
like $50
brilliant.
Bucks. I know. I'm like, oh, why didn't I think of that?
It's really brilliant.
Yeah.
It's really smart that this guy, and it's probably not even a dude, it's probably some suit who came up with the idea.
I'm sure.
Who's paying, like, some fat guy.
Yeah.
In a beard.
I mean, no, I think it's the real Santa. It looked just like him.
Okay, it's probably
I mean, he had the beard, he had the red thing on. I mean, his story checked out.
It's so weird because you know it's like those guys live for this time of year. Like, this is when they make their whole year.
Yeah, them, those guys and midgets.
Yeah.
Midgets can't stop working now. This is when the midgets work.
No, but midgets always work. Dude, every midget you've ever seen in L.A. is famous. Has been
sure.
on a TV show. You're like, hey, you're from that show. Like,
and
yeah,
this is a time of year where they strike gold all the time. Right now, Christmas, because you always have elves.
Well, the black midget from Bad Santa is doing like a commercial where he's playing an elf.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's always elf commercials and elf little elf movies and all this.
And you know,
how many midgets do you think you could beat up at one time in an octagon? At what number do they finally topple and beat you? Because I'm not even being like, you know, anti-midget. I have a good friend that's a little guy. I have a couple of them, actually. But sometimes you romanticize
fighting
a bunch of them. By the
way, every time you make that statement that I have this kind of friends, it's followed by a statement
yeah.
where you're just going to shit all
of
over
course.
Those people.
Of course, yeah.
It's never like, hey, I've made
sorry to
friends,
interrupt you, but
I'm
going to interrupt
you.
Yeah, yeah. It's always the same. But yeah. It's not like I'm just saying that to emphasize the point. I don't have anything against little people. But I sometimes think, like, how many of them could I fight? Like, kids. All right, let's just do it the other way so no one gets offended. How many seven-year-olds does it take to finally you lose the
get
fight?
Get an erection.
No. That number is one. No. How many does it take? How many? All right, we've already got kicked out of the studio, damn it. How, like, 8 7-year-olds? Could you beat up 8 7-year-olds in an octagon at once? Like, you're some giant that they have to fight. And you can kick them in the throat. You can do everything you want to do to a seven-year-old.
Okay, what third world country are we in that we're...
America.
We're baby fighting.
Yeah, baby fighting. That's what I mean.
How many midgets? I think it would take 10 midgets.
To finally beat you up?
Yeah.
Like that.
Because
that
all you have to do is kick one of them really hard and yeah. the rest have fear in their heart.
Yeah. But they're, I mean, they get what if they get weapons? Like bats or something like that.
No!
Like just throwing that out there, just to like mix it up a little bit.
Then it would take 3.
Okay, you're right. You're probably right. Because as soon as you're hitting this one, you're getting hit.
The other two are coming
back.
Whack.
Some little hot dog finger fuck face is hitting you in the back.
Because they're going to hit you in your back, you're going to go down, yep. And then someone's going to club you right in the head.
That's a terrible, terrible, terrible visual.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I, for one, hope that never happens to you.
Yeah, I wish Mike was here. I had so much I want to talk to him about.
Well, he will be here in a half an hour. He went to the wrong studio.
Yeah. I guess that's a design center down there, too. I guess this is a design center.
Is that what this is called, the design center?
Why? What is designed here?
Centers. apparently the design center is
How do you design a center?
I have no fucking idea. If I knew that, this would be my building.
Yeah.
And I would just be designing centers all day.
I am going to be in Toronto.
New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve at the Underground.
That's going to be fun as fuck.
I'm going to be doing the Madhouse this month, too. I got to figure it out. My calendar really slowed up. I'm really upset about it.
I pulled the plug.
You pulled the plug?
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually did call for avails yesterday, so I probably have a spot at the store this week, one spot somewhere.
Well, yeah. So,
but I'm keeping it minimalized.
I think I'm ready to do my next album.
Where do you want to do that? You're talking about doing that in Atlanta still?
Either Atlanta, or I'm going to see if Sacramento will let me do another week up there, even though I was just there.
Yeah.
I doubt they'll do it, but I'd like to.
Were numbers good when you were up there?
Yeah.
Great.
They were great. Tons of punch drunk. I was very excited about it. But it was the magic.
Anthony Johnson, the commissioner, wasn't he up there?
Yeah.
Cool.
He was up there. I haven't done anything with my fantasy football league. Oh, let's see if we should call Hinchcliffe.
Oh, you better believe it.
Let's see if he's up.
Super stoked about being number one.
Oh, my God.
We'll do it on this one.
Hinchcliffe.
I doubt he's up.
Is that crazy? It's 12:30. Why isn't he up?
I mean, you know how that goes.
Leave a message and I'll call you back.
Oh, my God.
Told you. That was my guess. Oh,
you better believe it. I'm number one.
How can you?
I'm 9-3 in your shitty league.
I'm like, shut up, idiot.
He's so retarded.
Really? No.
I can't.
You know what infuriates me about him? And I love Tony Hinchcliffe, but he's one of those guys that will talk shit to you about his fantasy football team and how brilliant he is and all the moves that he's made, but he'll mispronounce players' names or not remember. I'm like, dude, you're not some football guru if you can't even pronounce these guys' names.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Marshall Lynch, my best running back.
I'm like, that guy doesn't exist. There's no Marshall Lynch anywhere. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's why you're not even in the running.
I am a
choke yourself.
I'm the worst. I have the worst team. I scored 50
in
points
this league.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. For a while, I had 39 points. I mean, my league's been picked through like a fucking rotting corpse in the desert, and all the other buzzards from the comedy or from the Punch Drunk League. James hitting me up. Listen, man, I'm about to make a playoff run. You're totally done. So, I'm going to send you a turkey sandwich, and I'm going to take your two best players. I go, there better be mustard on it, idiot. Hey, where's my sandwich, James? I see you enjoying my players, fuckhead. And then I lose the bet for the second year in a row.
Where's my fucking sandwich? Where's my sandwich?
Then I lose this bet for the second year in a row. Now, losing that bet, you're done. How I made the playoffs last year after losing that bet, I have no idea. But there's, you know, this year, I think I did win this week. I think I got my fourth or fifth win this week, but it's too little too late.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's over.
I'm done. Yeah, yeah.
If I wasn't on this podcast, I would probably be asked to leave the league.
No, I don't know
how it went so bad. I don't get it. I mean,
I just lost that bet and then.
You weren't in it before that.
Oh, had I won that bet, I could have made a 4 or 5 game run and made the playoffs easily. I mean, if you look at the playoffs in this, it's
dude,
not...
how upsetting is it that fucking Ari could win this all?
Ugh, anybody but Ari or Tony. Anybody but Ari or Tony I'm rooting for. Actually, I kind of wouldn't mind it if Ari won. You know why? He wouldn't even know that he won.
Dude, this is hilarious.
It's not Ari, it's Talboy. And yeah. We don't have to see Talboy ever. Unless, like, you know, he tweets at me, but whatever, that's fine. Ari wouldn't even know that he won. Oh, I did? Oh, that's fantastic.
When do the playoffs start in the fantasy?
In Punch Drunk? I think next week. This coming week is like the last week.
This is a good time to start. Wouldn't you agree that playoffs should start around now? Like week 14?
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I mean, most leagues playoffs start like next week.
I'm in this comedy store league, goes all the way to the end.
It's stupid as fuck. It's like one of my favorite leagues that I'm in.
Let's call Matt Notes and see if he'll answer.
Oh, he won't answer either. This guy's making pizzas till the cows come home. Let's start pranking our friends.
Let's just call him up and tell him what a
shit. Oh, they'll know that it's you. Gone are the, you can't prank call anybody anymore.
Yeah.
I used to be so fun. Even up into college, I used to just fuck around and prank call people. You know what I mean? Now it's like everyone has caller ID, and you're like, hey, man. Hey, man, I'm a burglar, and I'm going to come fuck your house up. You're like, shut up, Tebow. I see that it's you, fuckhead. And you're like,
What burglar
calls somebody and warns that they're going to come rob you? I didn't say I was good at prank calling. I said, hey, man.
I'm going to come.
Hey, leave your window open like an idiot. Dad is coming home.
I'm gonna come and burglar your house. Oh God! Great week of sports. A lot of great stuff going on.
Clippers on a streak. Finally.
What do you want to get into? NFL. Oh, big UFC fights this week.
Huge. This is the first card in a while that I'm excited about the whole thing.
Pay per view.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Usually,
I mean,
there's
been some fun. Like the last Fox card was pretty fun.
Yeah,
it was a pretty stacked lineup.
But as far as pay per views, a lot of them are like, the main event. I want to see that, and you know, and a lot of times they turn out to be good cards with good fights. But it's not like you go down the list and you're like, shit, that's a good fight. That's a good fight. Oh, you know what I mean? There's a handful of good fights. Actually, between now and February, there's like three cards that are pretty stacked.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can find the cards so we could talk about them. And
charging this shit, bitch.
I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, this will be a good one.
It's Johnny Hendricks versus Lawler.
Yep. Good fight right there.
That's a great fight.
Yep.
That's a great fight.
Yep.
I mean, because last time those two guys came, they boxed each other. You remember they just sat there and they just started trading?
Like where you thought it could have gone either way. One that could have gone either way.
I like Lawler a lot. I love his story.
I like Hendricks, but I'd like to, there's something.
I like them both. I don't have a problem with either of them winning.
There's something about Hendricks. I want him to lose.
Why?
I think because he's injured a lot. So I feel like he's sitting on that title so much, and that belt doesn't come up a lot. You know what I mean?
Let me tell James to call in.
Yeah, ask him where my fucking sandwich is, James.
Yeah, we're going to ask James where his sandwich is.
Hendricks Lawler details. This UFC app, by the way, I do not like it.
Really?
Yep.
Is there anything the UFC does right?
They do a lot right, but this app, I think, sucks. It doesn't ever give you...
You're an app guy. That's all you do is apps. You're like, hey, does Worldstar Hip Hop have an app?
I was just wondering that. Well,
I guarantee
you spend
they have an
hour
app,
on Worldstar Hip Hop, and I'm like, oh, I'm sure it would.
Their website just now got a new design. It's like, that website is one of my favorite websites,
yeah,
and it literally looks
it
like Coleco made it. The graphics are so fucking bad.
Right. Dude, Brennan Schaub, Travis Brown.
In this upcoming one?
Yep.
That's a great one.
That's a great one.
I really like Brennan Schaub. He's a nice guy.
Great guy.
And their podcast is great. Have you ever listened to The Fighter and the Kid?
Yep.
Brian Callen's the shit.
He's pretty much the shit.
I'm not going to say names, but he's kind of the anti-guy that a lot of people talk about. Like, Brian Callen busts his hump.
Yeah. Great guy. And he's one of those guys like everybody wants to be friends with him.
Yeah.
Not because like he's like famous or anything like that, but it's like if you hang out with him,
he's
so charismatic and nice and fun that you're like, that guy's a great guy. You know, he's probably always had that. That's probably why.
Let me ask you something. There was just, and we'll get into UFC. There was just a story on Huffington Post that Rico Suave said he banged 500 chicks. Hey, James, what's up?
Hey, James. What's going on, brother?
You're on Punch Drunk.
Oh, shit.
How's it going?
He's like, hang on, let me brush my teeth.
What's going on? How's the show?
It's going good, man. Hold on. We're going to get into UFC. We want you to talk UFC with us. Hold on. But we want to talk. No, yeah, just give me the thing. But we want to talk. Have you, did you see the story on Huffington Post that Rico Suave says he banged 500 chicks?
I did not see that, but that's plausible.
Now,
plausible.
Can we be honest? Does that sound like a lot of chicks?
No.
No.
Can you hear him?
Yeah.
I mean, he's like, yeah, I banged over 500 chicks.
That sounds like a lot of chicks to me.
No.
Right?
That's what happens when you have one song.
Yeah.
You get 500 chicks.
So, like...
That's like a year for Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye probably banged 500 chicks a year.
Yeah. I mean, like, can we be honest here? I mean, like, before Brian Callen got married, what do you think his number was?
Higher than that. Turn it around.
Oh,
yeah, you get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to, like, out Brian Callen as,
okay,
like, now that he's married or whatever. Chris D'Elia probably banged 500 chicks last night.
Yeah. Like, he's bragging about, like, it's part of my culture. We got to bang everything. I'm like, that's nothing. Tony Danza.
How is that a story, though? I mean, Will Chamberlain in his book said 10,000.
No, he said 20,000, dude.
I mean, that's crazy talk.
That's not crazy talk. Think about that. You're a Los Angeles Laker. You're the greatest basketball player.
I'll tell you right now. We'll think about it. Okay, keep talking.
You're the greatest basketball player on the planet.
Uh-huh.
There's nobody even knows what AIDS is. The worst STD you can get is pregnant. That's the worst STD you can get.
Right?
Right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, dude, and you're a rich, black, super genetic freak. Like, Will Chamberlain, people don't understand, like, he was awesome, world-class at everything he did. Like,
right. He
was, like, one of the best track stars in the world. He was the greatest, he's top five basketball player of all time. You know, he could bench press a gazillion pounds. And he banged every pussy on the planet.
Wow. So wait, so if that's...
How many years do you think he... That's like three chicks a day.
Yeah.
Which, in your... Like, how old are you, James?
I'm 36.
Okay, so you've entered the dying zone.
So if he did that for 20 years... If he did that for, let's say, 20 years, he's saying he... Bang, 20,000 chicks.
Yeah.
So that's 1,000 chicks a year.
Yeah.
For 20 years.
Yeah.
So that's, three chicks a day.
Oh! Yeah, right over there. I didn't even hear you come in.
He's like a ninja.
Please welcome to the show. We're going to get into some sports. James, can you hold on?
Yeah, no problem, buddy.
James, call back in 20 minutes. Can you do that?
Sorry about that, James.
That's all right.
Don't be sorry. He owes me a sandwich.
Joining us here, and we'll get into all of our sports, good friend of show. We did Movember together.
Yeah.
We raised a lot of money. People love us. You saw on Fox Sports 1.
Yep.
Straight out of D-Town. One of the best half an hours on Comedy Central.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks,
Sam. Good friend of show. Professional. Ranked 110 in the world in tennis.
That's not what it was, but that's okay.
What was it?
864.
That's still good.
About the same.
There's a lot of people on the planet that play tennis, and a lot of them are pros.
Please,
that's still a number.
Hey, thanks. So sorry. I was walking around the Pacific Design Center.
How many design centers are there in LA? How many are on Melrose?
Well, no, but you gave me the address.
Yeah.
I should have just clicked the address.
Did you just see Design Center?
Yes, and I went to Design Center.
You're like, oh, I got this.
And I'm walking around like Sephora and Tiffany, and I'm going, what kind of podcast are they doing?
These guys got their shit together.
Yeah. Anyways, sorry for that, but
that's
I'm excited
right.
to be on the show. And I walked in on what it sounds like we were doing calculations. How often was it Wilt? Talking
well,
about
we
Wilt
talking
or someone
about,
else?
Oh, I saw an article on Huffington Post that Rico Suave was bragging that he'd banged 500 chicks.
Oh.
And
exactly. I'm like,
more
all of my
comics.
Friends. Yeah, yeah.
Comics have banged more than that. Yeah.
I'm like, that sounds like a weekend for Chris D'Elia.
I think for women, that's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But and I think they're lying when they say that too.
Yeah.
But for guys, it's like, it's not really that crazy.
No.
Because in college, I probably banged well over 100 chicks.
100 chicks.
And that was in college 20 years
like,
ago.
Yeah.
Do you know that I was the guy in college that had a girlfriend?
The whole
Can
time?
Can you believe that?
Could you,
sophomore, okay, junior, senior year. What an idiot.
Where is she now?
She's married happily with kids.
Do you regret
something
about
that? Yeah,
yes, of course I regret that.
Oh,
yeah,
you didn't cheat either.
I mean, there was a couple here and there, but no. I mean, not like,
not
you know. And I know a woman hears that
number.
And goes, that's cheating. But a lot of guys hear
I
that and go, I get it. Yeah.
Somebody, if I had to, I would be like, listen, if you're in college, you don't have a girlfriend for longer than 2 weeks.
No, correct.
This, when I was in college, people would go to me, older men, and I would say older, like 40s and 50s. To me, that was like, oh, you're dying. You're so old. You're close to death. They'd be like, you don't understand. It changes. And I'm like, whatever. It's going to be pussy parade for the rest of my life.
Right.
And it's like after college, even though for a comedian, it still stays well. But after college, they start to lock it down.
Well, totally. Also, like when you're in college, you're in a town that has 20,000 people your exact age, and you're like, you know, polishing off puberty, partying, drinking. Then you go in the real world, and it's like you're lucky if there's like two people that work in your office building that are like your age or whatever.
We all know people now that are like, I don't drink. I had a drinking problem. Yeah. In college, you don't know anybody that was like, look, I don't drink. I do bad things. Because you figure that out during that time.
Yeah.
You're surrounded by people who are in the physical peak of their life.
Yep.
That are you're surrounded by all the same age.
Yep.
And everyone drinks.
Yep.
I remember when as soon as I became a grown up and went out of college, I moved into a house in Ann Arbor,
Michigan.
Where'd
you go to school?
I went to Champaign-Urbana, University of Illinois.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. But then I moved back to Ann Arbor where I was from and I lived in a
house.
Why
did you go to Michigan?
I played tennis, and Illinois had a better tennis team, and I was recruited to play at Illinois.
That's
so
fine.
I would have loved to have played at Michigan. It would have been great. But
still Big Ten.
But
still
did you just want to maybe get out of
I definitely wanted
away.
To get out. Mm-hmm. And also, we were ranked number one in the country at Illinois. We had a very, very strong tennis team.
And
so,
you're probably a really good-looking guy. You still are, but like
I
back
guess
then
so.
You were probably in high school. Did you hook up with any of the college girls that were around town?
I did one time. I got a bad blowjob from a Jewish woman.
Which is weird because they know what they're doing.
And I remember telling
it's
people
an
that.
Oxymoron.
And everyone said, no, Jewish girls know how to suck dick.
Absolutely.
And when you say woman, was it like a faculty member?
It
like,
was not.
Like the janitor chick was like, hey, boy, come play tennis there, gargle gargle.
She was an engineering major, sophomore. I met her at some crappy. But when I moved back to Michigan, it was like, oh, my neighbors are like grown people.
Yeah.
And they don't drink and stuff. Because in college, you just, it's the best. Yeah. It's
you
the
know,
best.
And I don't drink. I don't do drugs because I had a bad
You not drink?
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, I didn't know that.
How
long have you not drank? Because I feel like when I met you, you drank. Is that not true? No.
Well, how long have we known
you
each know, other?
You 45 years?
Yeah.
Seven years?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I've had periods of on and off.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I really don't drink. I really don't drink. Like,
you never were a drinker to begin
no,
with.
No, I was.
In college, were you a big drinker?
Yeah.
I was a big drinker.
UNLV.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I loved it, dude. Like, there's only two other schools I wish I could have gone to, University of Miami and maybe University of, where was the other one? Florida State, maybe. I think those
Arizona's,
are probably the only places where else. Because it wasn't your traditional school. Like, if you go to UNLV now, it's a huge campus. It wasn't like that. It was a commuter school.
Sure.
But it was just like, I was going to school in Vegas. So I had the college girls and those crazy local chicks.
God, I'm surprised you're still alive.
I'm surprised my dick doesn't look like an acorn with all the fucking.
I know. Or just acorns all on it.
Yeah, sir. I mean, dude, it was crazy because I didn't get laid in high school. Like, humor was not. I was not athletic. My brother was athletic. Yep. I'm trying to talk about this in my act about how, like, I grew up in my brother's shadow.
Yep.
And he was 2 years younger than me, and he was just—he was a great bowler. That was his thing. And
that was his thing.
Yeah. Oh, like next level bowling, where like if you were walking lane, you watch this guy, you're like, "Oh, something special is going on here." This is how good he is. He could bowl 300s with both hands.
Wow.
Like that's where I'm from. That's walking on water.
That's amazing.
And I could never get out from under that. And
I—he's your younger brother.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And I was funny. My whole thing is. Humor. I've always been funny. But in high school, that's not sexy.
Yeah. No, it isn't sexy until later. In high school, it's all athletics.
Yeah.
Which is why, like, you know, the nerd culture, like, hates all the
yeah, because they get everything.
Yeah. I mean, but it's in high school, it's all athletics. It isn't until later that humor works.
Yeah.
Women go like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
That this person can make me laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not
I mean,
cool.
they still like hot and athletic,
yeah,
but
sure.
they'll give you a shot with humor.
Yeah. 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 Exactly right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So but when I got to college, off and running.
Yeah. Go for it. Now, would you bang? Because there's always like those girls that fly in for the weekend to do Vegas.
I was banging strippers.
Except you're not going to go to the strip when you go to school there, right? You
guys, especially if you're like 19. Or
yeah.
No. I mean, you like, literally the only vice I don't have is gambling.
Yeah.
Like, which is weird because it's in my family.
It skips you.
My dad.
But you have
bookie.
Everything else.
Yeah, your dad. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, my family's shady, bro. You know? on both sides. But I never got into gambling. Even when I won, the people get thrills.
Yeah.
Like, it just means nothing to me. Like, any other thing, I'm deep into that vice. You know, sex, drugs, rock and roll, all that shit. But gambling, so I never really cared about the strip. And, like, when you're local, you really don't go to the strip unless you're working there. And that's when people are like, oh, I hate Vegas. I'm like, well, you really don't do Vegas.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like, Vegas is like blue-collar Los Angeles. Like, they're like 9-to-5 people who act like they're in Hollywood, which whether that's good or bad, but I mean, I dig them. They're still like hard rock stations in Vegas where like, good luck finding that in Los Angeles.
Right.
It's either Spanish or bad hip hop.
Totally.
And hip hop is
or
so
NPR,
bad.
Or NPR.
Yeah, NPR.
Right.
All things considered.
Right.
Yeah. I would just, but I mean, it was just ass tapping tour.
See, in my college, I played tennis. We had weights Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6 a.m.
What?
So
that's like a practical joke.
It
to
sucked.
A
and
kid.
Like, we would go to weights and we would see the hardcore partiers like walking home or, so much of my, trying to chase pussy didn't happen until I did comedy. And then you're like, whoa, this is like.
And I'm sure you just must.
Like I went.
Are
I went
you in
on
a relationship right now?
I am in a relationship
okay,
right
so
now.
How long
back
have you been
when
in
you
a relationship?
It's been 3.5 years.
That's a long relationship.
It's a long time, yeah. It's been all, we were long distance and the blood, whatever.
Do you live together now?
We do, yeah. So
how long you guys, okay, this isn't a relationship.
Whatever, I don't give a fuck, yeah. But my first tour as a comedian was in Western Canada, like that whole Yuck Yucks run. And I know we've talked about Edmonton before. And dude, like I have never in my life, I mean sometimes you could fuck, You could fuck two or three girls like, even in the same night, just depending on they. And these aren't quality, One of them was at like a curling club in Grand.
But, I mean, like,
but it was just like I never really had the opportunity just to like
even
whoa.
The ugliest Canadian girl, like within reason. Meaning nobody's fucking like a mom of four that's 50.
Ooh.
But it's like they are. There's just something about Canadian girls that they're just. Sex, they're healthier looking.
For sure.
Like, I don't know.
They have health care. They have health care.
It's just like.
It's a socialized country. They don't have to work that hard.
Dude, I agree to so many gigs. Like, I mean, I go into gigs going, not one of my friends would ever do this gig.
Right.
I'm the only one who does it because I'm such a stage whore.
Right.
And, like, I'm so determined just to do my act. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to change my act because.
That's good.
It is good. I mean, it's hurt me financially.
Sure.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I, it's hurt financially, even though it's not awful. It's just I've had to pave my own way.
Sure.
Anyway, so I go into this gig and they're like, "Listen, this gig is great. The hotel is the worst hotel."
Is this in Canada?
Yeah, okay. It's like just outside of Victoria, British this island.
Yeah, Vancouver. Oh,
I forget the name.
You went
Corning,
to Hecklers.
Corning. I think
Corning?
It's called Corning, Canada.
Okay.
It's everywhere you go, by the way, is known as the cocaine capital of Canada. That's what everybody
they love
tells
cocaine.
Me.
Really?
They love cocaine.
It's so
it's
crazy.
Like,
Canada.
Is it like they just found out about it?
No, they just.
They love pot.
It's the same in Australia. Life is a very high quality. Everyone makes a very good wage.
Uh-huh.
And they're fucking bored.
Yeah.
They're fucking bored. People in the U.S. struggle and like make ends meet barely. Canada and Australia. You know what gram of cocaine in Australia is? $300. $300, and they don't give a fuck because they gotta take it all the way to Australia.
Right.
But everywhere is the cocaine capital.
Yeah, everywhere. So we do this thing called Corning, and it's like, they're like, by the way.
Oh, is this on the Monsters when you guys were doing
that? No,
oh,
this was a separate one. And I got a story about the Monsters,
uh-huh.
too. But and I've told it probably on the same. But anyways, I do the show, and it is, like, we go there, and you're in a hotel, you're like, this place should be condemned. Like, I see, like, when I see the booker, I'm going to beat the fuck out of him. For having the balls to book me in this hotel.
You could increase the hotel budget by $12
yeah.
and get a much better hotel.
It's on, it's like, it's where
Is it a comedy condo or is it actual a working hotel?
It's a hostel.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. That's hostel.
Yeah, hostel.
So you're in there with other people, like
just
a hostel.
Me and
hostel?
This comedian, this redheaded comic, who's a cool guy, except for the fact he keeps running the light.
Oh, and come on, dude.
To the point where I have to stand.
You're closing. You're closing. Yeah.
Where I have to stand near the stage. And that's a problem when you do the road. Is like sometimes you get these features like I should be headlining. And most of the time, and I'll go to him after going, hey, dude, you could easily be headlining this gig.
You're a funny guy. Yep.
It's not my call, but I like to hit the stage at this time.
Yeah.
Get off or else it's going to be a hard road for us.
And that's nice. That's you being nice.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to do that.
I can go off on so many how many times I've put myself in bad situations being nice to features and guest spots.
Yeah.
Because I want everybody to have fun. And then you go up to this. It's like you're the last guy in a gangbang.
Totally.
They are beat up and sloppy. Right?
And meanwhile, you're the best. I mean, so, you know, you're the most experienced. You should be getting the best opportunity to succeed.
But, right.
Correct.
But young comics don't think that.
No.
They think
every show is going to make their career.
Yeah. Well,
like, this is the show. This one right here in Canada.
In Corning, the cocaine capital of Canada.
They also think that it's like, oh, well, you're the headliner. You should be able to handle anything.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
No, dude, you're trying to get to where I am, and I did what you did. Now, just play the game.
Keep your time. That's our only rule. You can take your dick out. You can take a shit on the stage. You can kick the guy in the front row, and people will laugh.
I literally, you can go up there and do anything except for two things. I don't want somebody doing fucking just all crowd work.
Sure.
I don't need Q&A. I'm not working with Larry King, okay? I don't need you to ask everybody what they do. That's not your job, dude.
Yep.
Your job is... There is a flow to the show.
Yes, that's what people. That's what a lot of features don't get, is that this is a 1, 2, 3 kids pass the baton and let me close it out.
And
you know
sometimes
what I mean?
Guys who headline, they feature and they kind of and when you, if you're from LA, you have a fucking bullseye on you. They're like, oh, you're from LA.
Oh, they fucking hate
I'll
you.
I'll show you. Mm. I should be in L.A. That should be me.
In Canada comics, some of them get pissed because they have like they can't come down here from visa standpoints. So they're like trying to just fucking barrel you. You know, like I should be where you are, but my government doesn't let me.
Yeah.
What? So what happened in Corning?
So I go there and it's like.
I forgot we were even talking
about
this.
I want to hear about
this. I go up there and it's like there's like 50 people in this crowd. And they're great.
How big is the room?
It's a comedy club that's basically a bar.
Right. It's I mean, 50 people, is that like half full? Is that like...
Yeah, I'd say it's half full.
Okay, all right.
Are you drinking at this time or no?
No.
Because a lot of these gigs are a lot better if you just get wasted.
Right.
Well, you know, it's like I sometimes go on the road and I'm sober up until eight balls start popping out. And then I'm like,
man, Corning's not so bad.
Yeah.
Well, they go, hey, dude, you know this is the cocaine capital of the world. So the fucking, the host... Or the manager of the bar pulls me aside and goes, hey, come here. You're pretty funny. Just pulls out this fucking
mound.
It looks like we're going to do the chalk in a baseball fucking field. I'm like, dude. And he's like, chop, 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 chop. He's like, this is yours. This
really?
This is mine.
In fucking Corning, Canada.
In Corning. Gawk, gawk, gawk. And then walks in the hottest chick I've ever seen.
Well, yeah, about 20 minutes after you took that.
Was she hot? Okay, well, keep talking. Keep going. Hottest chick I've ever seen.
Like you look at her going, like, you ever want to do this? Like, you want to have a hot chick Underground Railroad where you want to, like, take them from the middle of nowhere and just, like, run to freedom.
Right.
You need to get to Southern California
where
you will be
there?
Appreciated.
Right.
You know? But every time I go on the road, this is what they do. They're always like, oh, dude, you are awesome. Let's hang out. Gak, 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 gak. Hey, we're going to call in the slut. They always say that to me. They're like, we're going to call in the slut. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, trust us.
She knows it. She knows that
like,
she
hey,
is.
Come here. You got to hang out. And they basically like, you have to fuck this guy.
You have to fuck this guy.
That's where chicks are at. It's so fucking funny. They know what their job is.
Call in the slut.
And you can kind of tell because they're being really friendly. It's almost like in Vegas when you see a really pretty girl and then she starts kind of like looking at you and she smiles and you make eye contact with you. You're like, oh, are you a prostitute?
Yes.
Oh,
like if you were a normal hot woman, you would never walk towards me, look at me, smile at me.
Uh-huh.
But it's like when they bring the slut in, you're like, why is this girl really into me?
Because
she's been called in to do her job.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like,
call in the fucking slut. But why does she do it? Because she parties with them all the time, and they
she
just
parties with them.
Probably
and
free
that
coke.
Day, you free are coke. The big close thing to a celebrity
that's
they'll
ever happened.
Meet in their life.
So yeah, so they're trying to be like, hey, let's impress this guy. Let's bring in the.
And
slut.
If you're in the middle of nowhere, right, and you there was an actual celebrity there, wouldn't you fuck him?
Yeah, I mean, why you've been fucking Daryl, who works at the fucking
Jiffy
bar.
Lube. I know. Yeah.
But where does this guy get this mound of coke?
I don't know.
I mean,
dude.
Every time it crosses a border, someone told me that it doubles in price, right? So like, that's why Australia it's like so expensive because it's got to.
Well, yeah.
So I mean, how does Corning
forever?
Because Canada, dude, is so rich from this fracking,
this fucking oil.
Everybody
Alberta's insane.
Got
yes.
Money,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Like Edmonton, there's so much money in Edmonton yes. that they had to lower the age of working. So that they could fill the jobs.
Fill the jobs.
So it used to be 18, then it became 16, now it's 14.
Yep.
You go there, you're like, you're the youngest hostess I've ever seen. You're, like,
you're the
yeah.
youngest dentist I've ever had.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, don't worry, mister.
Well, they at one point when I was there, they gave every taxpayer, including babies, a $500 tax credit. So like they made so much money from oil.
Yeah.
They had a surplus. They had too
wow.
much money. This was like when
their
all,
environment
this
is
was
fucked.
This is when we were like in Iraq and Afghanistan. Like we had no one had any money here.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, people would get Best Buy, which in Canada they call Future Shop.
Future.
I mean, get the fuck out of here. Future Shop. Oh, you're from the future? But they like sold
future
out
shop.
Of TVs and shit because everyone just had money. It was just Canada's crazy. That's why it's cocaine capital of the world.
Yeah, dude. So, I mean, there's so much coke in Canada. I've told the story before.
Was the hottest chick that you know?
Was she
you,
hot?
Was she the slut or is the slut somebody different?
Oh yeah,
slut somebody different.
Oh, okay. Oh shit!
Because I was like, wow.
I thought the slut was the hot chick.
So did I.
I dude, yeah. I would be Canadian if yeah. that was the case. I mean, dude.
Remember when we were in San
Diego?
She was
so hot, and her boyfriend was huge.
Yeah, of course.
And all I kept saying to her was like, dude, you're lucky, man. He was like, I know. She would be. Doing pool, she's wearing yoga pants, and I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah. He must be the dealer. He must be the supplier for the whole town.
I don't know. The manager was just fucking gacked out of his mind. Call in the slut. That was just like, it's great, man.
Is that a direct question? He literally said, call in the slut.
No, she said it to me.
Oh, hilarious.
We're calling in the slut for you.
Oh my god.
Hilarious.
I'm like, that's great.
Hey, please don't. No, I don't want you to. Yeah. That's fun. The road is.
I know.
It also looks.
We did the Monsters of Comedy tour.
Yep.
And we went to Vancouver. And while I was doing stand up on stage, I look. They are doing coke on the table.
On the table.
On the table. The club is across the street from a police station.
Where? What club was it? Comedy Mix? No. Yuck Yucks?
I think it was a bar game.
Comedy Mix. Or,
oh, was it a club or a bar?
It was literally a club.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now I just went to the Comics in Vancouver. They don't let me take a beer on stage. There's like rules about that. So
why is that?
That
couldn't
is
have
a
been,
rule.
There's some stupid rule. It's so funny. They don't let you take a beer on stage because it's like, I don't know. Canada's got so many fucking laws. Yet meanwhile, we would go out, party till the bars end at 2, and then you call this motorcycle gang, and they literally deliver whatever alcohol you want to your apartment. I mean, it's a corruption and all the same shit.
Yeah, it's
they're doing.
Great.
You can't take a beer on stage, but you can line up lines of coke and do it during Sam's set. That's
and
hilarious.
And the waitresses talk so filthy to you.
Yeah.
I mean, you're like, are you going to... It's like they're just hanging out. It's like, oh, my God, I'm going to suck somebody's dick tonight. You're like,
really?
Where am I?
It's kind of a... They're not as worried about being PC up there because they don't have as much shit. Not as much
right.
shit. Anyway,
so
that's funny.
So you were on Fox Sports 1.
Yep.
It was a great show.
It was a fun show. I mean, great is maybe a stretch, but
okay.
I appreciate that.
I felt like you did a lot of carrying on that show.
I mean,
I would tune in and I'm like, someone's doing heavy lifting.
Yeah, yeah, because you were the funny one.
I was the only comedian on the show.
Right.
Well, it was just a mess because. I was told it was a comedy show. The journalist was told it was a journalistic show. Regis was told, who fucking knows, he can do whatever he wants.
I was told it was my show!
Yeah, it's my show!
Now,
so,
is he cool?
He's cool. He's
but
80.
Has he been in Hollywood too long? Has he been... Like, you ever see John Lovitz? You ever talk to John
yes,
Lovitz?
Yes.
Like, John Lovitz has the
yes.
50-yard stare.
That's
where he's like, I'm famous.
That's,
you know that? I'm
that's
famous.
What Regis is kind of like. I
uh-huh.
mean, he... Very polite. Like, he knows all. I don't. How about this? I did 176 shows with him.
Wow.
Live TV, 1 hour every day. I couldn't tell you anything personal about him.
Right.
I don't know. I know his wife. I've met his wife, Joy, a couple times. Mm-hmm. I don't know what his son's name is. I don't know what his favorite food is.
Like, what you know is what he said on air.
Yeah, and he, like, comes in. He's very polite, very friendly, very professional. And he'll come in and he'll kind of tell a little story. He'll tell a Dean Martin story or, you know, some crazy Sinatra. I mean, he's
like
got these stories.
How old is he? 70?
He's 85.
No, he's not.
No, I swear to God, he's 85. And he's best friends with Don Rickles. I mean, come on. So I'd go, Reed, just tell me a Rickles story. And he would just go into it. But, you know, he's never, there's no, like, personal connection. Kind of like Lovitz. Lovitz is always very polite and friendly to me. Right. But he doesn't know the first thing about me. And I don't know the first thing about him.
Yeah, but it's like they have a weird stare where it's like, they're looking at you, but they're looking past you.
They've just done so many projects, so many shows, so many pilots that they just can't really, and I understand, they can't really buddy up to everyone because they've just done too much
and
shit.
And if you do that, everybody will just fucking suck your blood.
Well, yeah. I mean, Regis, not too far from where this studio is, he was Joey Bishop's sidekick. Joey Bishop show competed with Johnny Carson's Tonight Show every night. You always hear about Carson's Tonight Show. There was another show going on that no one fucking watched, called the Joey Bishop Show, and Regis was his sidekick, and so he's got all these stories, and
that must have been rough.
Rough, dude. No one's watching.
They're putting you out because they got to fill the time.
They got to do it.
Yep.
And Joey, I guess, would freak out every day because no one was watching the show, and he would say, "Regis, take a walk with me," and they would walk down Hollywood and Vine. This was back before the internet, back before Hollywood and Vine used to have this giant bulletin board where you would post your Craigslist shit. I got a free couch. I'm casting this. It was like a giant board. And one of their big, funny comedic segments was Joey on air would call these people. It was kind of like a Craigslist thing that we do now, but he kind of invented it. Anyways, that was like their only thing that anyone watched, and it was just, but it was on show forever. But, you know, there's always a number two. You always forget. The number one, everyone talks about number one. There was a number two late night talk show then called the Joey Bishop Show, and no one fucking watched it.
Right.
And Regis was on it. So he would tell stories about that, which were awesome to hear. Super fun. But he doesn't, you know. If I called him, I can't call him. I don't have his number. But I don't know.
I was going to ask you if you stayed in contact.
He doesn't even have an email, I don't think.
Yeah, why would you?
Why would you have an email?
You're 85.
You're 85.
Why do you need that? Right. You show up. It's just an interesting
thing. I don't even know what the internet is.
Yeah. I mean, he got on Twitter, but it was like, it was just a PA that was tweeting for him.
I think it's like name recognition they put him on there for. I think
Fox made him do it, honestly. I think Fox was like, you have to get on Twitter. I think that's what happened.
Right.
Because why the fuck is he on Twitter?
Yeah.
He doesn't need to be on Twitter.
Like, they have this, like, Podcast One or whatever that channel is. It's called Podcast One. I don't even know. But Larry King's got a podcast. I'm like, downloading Larry King's podcast.
Yeah.
Here's how fucking retarded that idea is. It's called whatever his wife's name is. What? Let's just say Ellen. I don't even know what her. Ellen and the Larry King podcast.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my.
It was like she made him.
Exactly what it was.
Like, what a fucked up
That's
existence.
Exactly what it was.
Like, who's downloading that besides their friends who are just trying to be supportive?
Right. He's probably holding on too tight, you know, like to career and some people, you know, and maybe maybe Regis is like, hey, man, just do your Letterman spots and like do your guest spots.
They let him do. I mean, like, I'm 85. I won't be. But if I am,
guaranteed.
If I am, dude, and they're like, hey, just show up here and just talk sports. I'll show up. But it's like, what is the thought process?
They paid him a shitload of money.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Right.
And no one saw it. No one watched the show. So you're kind of like, whatever. I'll get paid a bunch of money in the top of the show every day, he would do like his like Regis's take on sport. It was so funny.
Oh, yeah.
Because like Richie Incognito would be like verbally assaulting Jonathan Martin.
Yeah.
And it was the biggest story of not just sports, of the day.
Pop culture.
And Regis would get on and be like, let me tell you about Joe DiMaggio. And you're like, what are you talking about? It has nothing to do with that.
Right.
But that's what that was his
Joe
world.
DiMaggio, the Joe DiMaggio that died 20 years ago?
Yeah, yeah. That's my whole thing. It's like what was the purpose? Like,
name recognition, I think. They wanted someone on the show.
Yeah. Like, I watch your show, and I really want Fox Sports 1 to do well. And
we,
I think
we pumped
it
up on this show
line,
a lot.
Yeah, we would We were, because that's nice. I'm very anti-ESPN.
It's the worst. It's the biggest.
TMZ ESPN is what we call it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the awful. I hate it.
And it didn't used to be.
Yeah, well, once Disney took it, it's fucking
that's
sucked.
Exactly what we've always said.
It's like, hey, dude, it's like you're going to water down your product, your product so much because you're trying to entice chicks. And chicks don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck.
If you tell me again that 45% of the NFL fans are female, I'm going to tell you, you're fucking full
fucking
of shit.
Fucking nuts.
Go, you're lying.
Just look. Go sit in a
you're
fucking bar.
You're lying.
Yep. Go sit that's in a stand. Yes.
Talk NFL with a girl that's like, I like football.
Yeah.
I go,
never
oh, cool.
Seen
who are the, who's
two
the Eagles
chicks.
Quarterback? Who are the Eagles?
Yeah.
Like, have you ever been to a sports bar and just seen a table of just chicks?
Yeah.
Never. They date. What happens? The girl starts to. You know how many Clipper fans I've created through dating?
Yeah.
Just chicks. I like my chick who's in Toronto. She's like, going to the Clipper game. So excited. I'm like, I haven't stuck dick in you in 10 years.
Yes. Yeah.
And you're still following the fucking Clipper.
Yep.
It's just, it's like, don't tell me that. But what you know is that there's 70% of the buying power. So you like cater your whole show. And in turn, you completely
shit on the real fans.
Yeah.
You're right.
I just want because if you listen to Fox Sports Radio, it's so much better than ESPN Radio.
Is it?
Because they just let them have an opinion.
Well, yeah, but that wasn't our show. There was they really freaked out with the opinions. They
yeah,
they
how,
cut opinions
how are the
like
suits
crazy
with you guys on that
terrible
show? Because you were a new
terrible
not only a new show a new network.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's rooting for someone to take. Oh, to fight ESPN,
yes.
Everyone. I was just on Bob and Tom in Indianapolis, and the punter for the Colts was there, Pat McAfee.
Yep.
And he's like, dude, he's an athlete in the NFL, and he's like, everyone is rooting for Fox Sports 1. He's like, the problem is, it sucks, and they need time. Everyone needs time. ESPN's been doing this for 45 years.
Yeah,
but they also need to not do ESPN.
Yes, stop. Do your own thing.
Yeah, it's like
do your own thing. But dude, I would be like, hey, I got this joke about A-Rod, you know, and it's funny. We had writers writing joke, blah, blah, blah. And then they would go, well, no, we can't because we want him to come on the show next week and blah, blah.
That's
and
where you fuck up.
He'll come on the show. He gets it's a comedy fucking piece.
Look at Howard Stern, dude. He gets everybody on there and he racks everybody.
He rips them. Look at the soup. Look at fucking Chelsea. Chelsea would get great guests that she just made fun of the day before.
Right.
Everyone gets it, but they were such pussies. Dude. They were young. It's 1 year in. They're going to get better.
Those guys who do their SportsCenter, they're great, man.
Jay and Dan are funny and good, and the problem is you watch them, and then they cut the highlights, and it's like the worst highlight package.
You're totally
I'm like,
right.
Where did you?
Whoever's cutting that shit is.
They'll
bad
be like,
at
he
it
hit a home run, and then you see like the pop up. But it costs all that shit costs money. So I don't know. Maybe that's the problem. There's a lot that goes into it. Like
I'm
we,
sure.
Yeah, maybe
like,
Fox doesn't have money.
Well, like we weren't considered a news show, so we had to pay for any highlight. So anytime, and it's $1,500 for 30 seconds of a highlight.
You
so
had to pay who?
We had to pay. So like
Major League Baseball?
Yeah,
where does
like
that money
like
go?
Like when we pull the Heat game from a playoff
sure
that was broadcast on Turner, we got to pay Turner.
I got okay.
That's
I
why
see
ESPN's highlights are so great. They own fucking everything.
Yes.
But when you watch SportsCenter for the UFC highlight, you don't see highlights. You see still
you don't
images.
See shit.
You see still images.
A lot of times they don't even talk about it.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It was a huge fight card.
And
it's
they
not
skip
even
it
mentioned
completely. They're
on
talking
Sports
about
Center
LeBron's tweets or some shit.
I mean, it's like, yeah, look, Tim Tebow. I'm like, he's not even in the NFL. Why do we talk about a third string quarterback that isn't even in
the
NFL
worst
almost daily?
Yeah. Did you see when Richard Sherman did that whole press conference making
with
fun of the NFL?
Yeah. Billboard.
Yeah, I
King
fucking loved it. I was sitting there clapping. I was like, good for you. They cut to the four ESPN experts, and they all just belittled him, and they said that you can't do that, blah, blah. And I'm like, fuck you guys. You paid so much money to the NFL
that
you can't honestly
you can't have an
you know
honest opinion
do
about
that
it.
Dan Patrick
actually went after him?
No. Well, yeah, he actually was shitting on Sherman. I'm like, it's
oh,
so
oh, I
obvious
see yes
what you're saying
it's
because
so
you're media.
Yeah.
You're like, don't shit on the media. You got to talk to the media. I'm like, wow, Dan Patrick. That was just such an obvious, like, I'm fucking a corporate guy.
Yeah.
And he's got a great show. It's really
I was really proud of him when he went after Goodell. when Patrick did.
I'm like, well, that Goodell is as much of he's a fucking nightmare.
What a dumb.
He doesn't
fuck.
Punch women in elevators, but he's, what he's doing isn't
one
that much different.
One step shy.
Yeah, exactly.
And him saying that he had no knowledge of this
just
and that,
lying.
And just tried to make it go away.
I know.
And how much he finds people.
By the way,
for
he has gay face. Can we agree that Goodell has gay face?
Has a gay face?
Gay face.
I can see
that. Interesting. Okay.
I can see that.
I look at him like, that guy sucked a lot of dicks.
I could see that.
Am I the only one who thinks that?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, no, no. I can get behind that. I can see him having gay face.
So, well, he Goodell, it's a mess. Whatever their big problem is, they always are saved by the fact that there's a game in 2 days.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting game. It's a great model.
Right.
You know? Did you see this Ohio State player? I know you're trying to say something.
Dude,
Ohio State player killed himself in a fucking dumpster. Did you see this shit?
It's unbelievable. It's he threw himself away.
I had to find it on page 9 of the LA Times sports section.
That's where I saw it as well.
He shot himself in the head in a dumpster,
yep.
And they found him. And he was texting his mom, these concussions got me all screwed up.
Sorry if I've disappointed you or something.
And meanwhile,
like that.
Fucking football, NCAA, sweep it under the rug. Nobody
no,
say
NFL
shit about
too,
it.
Dude.
NFL, he shot himself in a dumpster.
Yep.
That is fucking...
Literally threw himself away.
He literally thinks he's a piece of garbage.
Yes.
And he's like, I'll take care of it. I mean, it's crazy. Yep. It's fucking sad.
That is sad.
Football should be dying, sadly. I know people love it. Well, it should be dying, but it's not going
to. Somebody told me, I was listening to
football going, that's
Colin
like the number
Coward,
one.
I heard a number. He says that like the younger generation isn't watching football like they used to.
They do have a somewhat of an attendance problem that you never hear about.
Well,
they
I'll
will
tell
never
what,
tell you about attendance, but they do have an attendance
problem. Because the tickets are too expensive.
And it's way better watching it on TV.
Yeah.
Like the UFC.
It's
dude,
so cold
you know
out.
It costs
and snowing.
I don't know.
Ringside at the UFC?
No.
It's like a fucking $1,000.
Is it really?
You're like, why am I going to pay $1,000 when the product on television is so much better?
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, that's too much money to go watch a football team.
I went to a Michigan State football game 6 years ago, and it went into triple overtime, and it was amazing. And I was sitting with my brother, who's a Michigan State grad, and I'm from Ann Arbor. It was 5 hours and 45 minutes in the rain. And I go, I'm never going to a college football game again. I'd rather sit 5 hours, dude? Are you out of your fucking mind? Can't booze?
I don't get why it... Football is like, it's outdoors. That's game. Fuck that.
Right.
Like Minnesota. I'm like, dude, the Vikings are, you're doing an outdoor stadium? Why?
Yeah, why?
Instead of everybody should have to get a dome, even if you're in a nice fucking area, why not get a dome? It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Fucking tennis. Tennis. All the Grand Slams, once the U.S. Open puts it in, are going to have a roof.
Yeah,
on their center court, and it's all a TV deal because you don't want the money to be spent, and then the tennis gets rained out. Unlike football, but why? Well, you're right. Why? Plus, your fucking millionaire franchise player doesn't want to go play outside and have his career shortened in half when his shoulders. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, why am I going to go play in Buffalo? Build me a fucking dome.
Put a roof on it.
So we have the advantage. You're getting fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah,
everybody should have a dome. There's no reason.
It is fun watching like a super snowy game.
It's fun.
It's fun. I mean, I'm saying in the comfort of your own home.
Yeah,
hold on. Being there. What would you rather watch? A fucking snowy game where it's like 13 to fucking 7, or a fucking arena football type game where it's like
both
47 to 38, and it's just like
throughout a season. I would love to watch both. And I do the incremental aspect of the weather I like because it's throughout the season. It's not like every single game.
It is
game.
Fun. It's fun
but
watching
every
like Denver change
like
throughout the season.
55 to 48, and it's just like touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. And it looks like a Madden game.
Yeah.
You know, I like the variety.
What's your take
of it?
On the all the pass interference stuff?
I think football, I've said long time, there's no more pass interference. Just eliminate the entire rule. Offense and defense can do whatever they want to get. Secure the ball.
Well, how about this? Like when a guy grabs his arm and stuff like
that. Dude, I'm saying eliminate the whole fucking flag. There is no pass interference. If I want to fucking jab you in the face and run my route. No, for real.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah. And if defense wants to chop off, like part of the deal of being a wide receiver is you got to get, it's a UFC fight to get open.
I agree with that.
Because it's all ticky-tacky shit.
I agree. And
but what are you referencing? Like when they would pull, would they call or
like,
they wouldn't?
So, like there's a blame one where a guy's going up and he's like dragging his arm down because he doesn't want to get beat. That's fine. But this knickknack shit, I'm fine with protecting the quarterback. And I'll tell you why. Because it's just too much money.
Yeah.
There's too much money invested in that guy.
That guy.
If he goes down, everything. I'm not going to say hundreds of million dollars, but it's going to cost tens of millions of dollars if that guy goes down. That team doesn't do well. That it's a brand, bro.
Yeah.
So I understand. But once the ball is in the air, fight, dog.
Yo, it's a fight. I think pass interference should be eliminated. I've always said that.
And it's going to get to the – I mean, like, even in arena football, too.
What they've done is the opposite of that. I don't know. Arena football, I don't know.
That's what they're trying to do. They've watched arena football. The NFL is great at watching any of their competitors, and they're just like, oh, I'll steal that from
you.
Yeah,
totally.
The NFL's like Carlos Mencia of fucking stuff. Like, they jacked the everything from – everything the XFL did right.
Yeah, they took
it. The NFL's like, oh, we'll do that. In-game interviews, sideline reporters.
The laser fucking first down mark thing.
All that shit. They're like, we'll take all that. Thank you.
I'm tired of touchdown, commercial break – come back, kickoff, touchback,
commercial break.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's like 9 minutes of commercials, and it's like we should eliminate a lot of shit in football. I think the extra point should be done.
They're working on that.
I know they're working on that. Or they should move it way the fuck back.
They're doing that.
Make it worth 2 points. In rugby, it's worth two. It's worth a little. It's actually worth something. I mean, I think first half, the clock should not stop in the first half. It should be like when we played fucking flag football as kids. It never stopped. Clock doesn't stop. They're too long. These games are too long. They're too commercially viable. Of course, they can sell fucking time. Of course.
I mean,
that's part of the reason soccer has never, ever.
Correct.
And probably never will unless they completely change it.
I think soccer will pick up.
How do you get that on TV?
They need one American transcendent star. That just like American, that is destroying everybody.
Well, Jozy Altidore was kind of that guy, and he went to Sunderland to play in England, and he sucks. So, but you know, you think about it now. When you watch anything on TV now that's got the button with the score on it, you know, like before the World Cup happened in '94, that didn't exist. But when we had the World Cup in '94, advertisers were like, we're not going to fucking pay advertising for a soccer game that never stops.
Yeah.
So they invented that button with the score so Coca-Cola could go up there.
Yes.
Subway could go up there. It changed everything. Because in America, it's all about fucking the TV dollars, bro.
Oh,
TV. Yeah. Well, I mean, not just in America, but mostly here.
Yeah. Our soccer, sporting every NBC sitcom is basically an ad for fucking...
Hey, hand me that Gatorade. I'm out of Duracell batteries. You start watching these dramas now, and like CSI, they hand them Duracell, and there's like a close-up on Duracell. It's like, we're turning into Idiocracy, dude, that movie.
Can I just say something, and this does not reflect the opinions of Michael Costa or Jason Tito.
It absolutely does.
No.
Are you going to?
If Jimmy Fallon was like Larry the Cable Guy, his show would be getting murdered for how dumb it is.
Correct.
I watch that show. I go, how do you get any kind of love from anybody on the internet? It is literally the movie Idiocracy.
It's puppies.
He
has puppies come out on stage.
It's so uncomfortable.
He literally brings puppies on stage.
To watch that show and you go, people talk about you in the same breath as Johnny Carson, and now I'm at my age where it's like, oh, you're just an old crank. I'm like, no, dude, there's so much great stuff out there, and this is what everybody's watching.
The executives feel very comfortable with it. It doesn't push any boundaries.
Yep.
It does nothing. I mean, it's little skits and
but
shit.
But those games they play are straight out of fucking Idiocracy.
Yeah, the ball hitting you in the face. But we have to be careful, don't we? Because we want to get on it and do stand-up comedy.
Well, that's why this does not affect your views. My views. Because my comedy is not that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I haven't done a talk show in a couple years, and just my act isn't that anymore.
But everyone knows you're funny, and that's the whole – you know, it just probably took a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't get the big
– Well, I'm going to shoot my special coming up now, and I'm really happy about it.
Where are you going to shoot it? Do you know?
I don't know, man. I just signed with this new agency, and they got a bunch of Netflix deals, and I just have I've been telling all these crazy stories about my life that I'm really happy with. That I think is going to be the game changer. Or I don't even know if it's a game changer. I've been you know, my biggest problem is I've just been waiting for the Hollywood opportunity, and I'm just like, I'm not that comic. I need to go almost Doug Stanhope fucking. Dude, and I tell people, come to my show, and you'll get your money's worth more than any other comic you'll ever see.
I agree.
You will see something you won't see any other time, and it will be pure chaos, and you'll be it will be the best $20 you'll ever spend. And when I get to town, I fucking it's boom. It fucking goes. Yeah. So I just have to just do it, man. I'm just very excited about it. But in terms of doing the Tonight Show, it's just it's not something I
don't even know what it does anymore, sadly. I don't know.
Doing Joe Rogan's podcast
is probably ten times more effective. Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, if you got something big going on and you can get on that podcast, it will that
rabid fans
is a show that moves mountains.
That's great. That's great. And I don't know, when I did the Tonight Show with Jay Leno in 2010, it helped me significantly. It increased my money. People saw it was good, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know if maybe I think I'm the outlier. I think I got lucky enough. People, the right people saw it at the right time. I don't know. But that's pretty rare to people have. I hear people do people do Seth Meyers' show right now, and it's like they don't even fucking gain a Twitter follower.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what? It's crazy.
How long until that thing's done?
Yeah. I mean, that thing is just.
That's just pretty bad.
They hired another safe white dude that doesn't
do. I'm gonna be honest with you. I thought I watched him on those ESPYs, and I thought, man, when they hired him, I'm like, what a great.
Great on the ESPYs.
I've never seen a host something where I'm like,
he was killer.
That guy
he really
destroyed it.
He was killer.
I personally love Seth MacFarlane doing the Oscars. I thought that was great too, but that's just me.
Yeah.
But when they hired Myers, I was like, holy shit, this is pretty good. Yeah. But I guess it just hasn't translated.
There's just so many moving parts, dude. And when I was on that show, which was such a tiny, tiny show in the grand scheme of things, but, dude, the amount of notes that we would get and the amount, and I was like, how can you do comedy? And no one else there is like truly every night. And I would go, you know, I would do the show during the day, and then I would go into some bar in New York and just grind out a set. And I go, okay, that worked. That didn't work. They laughed. But then you get executives sitting in an office going like, hey, man, that you can't say that's not funny. You're like, how the fuck do you know? When was the last time you made your friend laugh?
Yeah.
Right. Even. You didn't.
The last time you did anything.
It's so many. So I think Seth Meyers is a funny person, but do I think his show is funny? No. And I wonder why.
Of the coolest people like that came on the show that you were like, dude, that guy was awesome?
Yeah, Tyson was awesome.
I love
Mike Tyson. Was awesome.
What do you think about his new cartoon?
I haven't seen it.
I think it's hilarious.
I heard
it's
wacky.
Funny, but I think it's really degrading to him.
Oh, really? It's got like pigeons flying around and all
no,
that
but
shit.
It's just like it makes him seem like he's really stupid. And I think there was a time that he was very street.
Yeah.
But I like if you listen to him, he's really like he's on it.
He's like a
his
like
Broadway thing was great.
His Broadway thing was very honest. You could tell he wasn't like a seasoned performer, you know, probably because he wanted to just fucking punch people in the face. But he was so honest, dude. He was so honest and he was so like.
Did you see it?
I saw part of his Broadway thing.
I went and saw it.
Yeah.
It was at the Pantages.
You saw it live.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was awesome.
That's awesome.
And I mean, dude, he puts up how much money he made during his.
Oh, I didn't see that.
$400 million,
mm-hmm.
And he lost it all.
He lost it all.
And I'm just like, God, I wish I could lose that amount of money.
Yeah.
I wish I could go Michael Jackson broke. Like, I'm broke. I'm not broke, but, you know, it's like, I'm not killing it.
Yeah.
But, man, if I could go $400 million whole today, I'd do it.
I love honesty. I love, like... When his daughter died tragically, you know, he talks about the first thing he did was he went and just like ripped lines of coke.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, what a fucking weird, honest thing to admit. But
sure.
Like, so I love that. That's why I love Artie Lang. Like, he's just so, his books are like so honest. You're like, I cannot believe you're admitting that about yourself, but it's just, it's fascinating to read.
It is interesting because I, you know, and like he went and saw, he went and hung out with Mayor Ford in Toronto. Yeah.
Who, said, Tyson or?
Yeah, Tyson did. Okay. And he said something really, really smart there. He goes, you know what? Thing about Mayor Ford, he goes, he's honest. He doesn't hide
flaws.
He's like, this is who he is. And you people don't want that. You guys want liars.
You want liars.
For example, Bill Cosby.
Yes.
You want a fucking guy. And like, I don't need to have evidence or court to know that that guy did some shit.
Yep.
Because my opinion is. And we've talked about this, and Steve, like, if you're a squeaky clean comic, you're a psychopath. That's just my opinion, yep. And this is the opinion of Sam Tripoli. Like, I've met so many of these quote-unquote clean, family-friendly, chick-friendly comics who go up on stage, and then off stage, they're I look in their eyes, fucking storm of chaos,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
because it's not them.
I agree.
But then you get someone like Artie Lang, who's a tortured soul, yes. But at least he goes up there and he's really fucking honest.
Right.
The super, super clean comic is always to be dealt with.
And they're always cunts.
Yeah.
And not in women, but they're always like the real assholes.
But what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, like, you always got to kind of wonder a little bit. I'm more afraid of them than I am of the guy who's up there talking about killing puppies and shit.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I'm a little more. I mean, Regan is one of my favorite comics who's squeaky clean. I heard he's nothing but the nicest guy. I've never met him.
But
I have no idea.
I think that's him, though.
It may just be exactly who he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know him personally, but he would be to me an exception of that. But I worked with like Christian comics before and they're all fucking clean, blah blah blah, and then once the show's over they're like trying to find pussy and their wives at home, and it's just like, it's just so fucking weird, man.
I hate that too.
Just be straight up, dude. I know,
because
yeah.
You're just putting on a persona,
yeah.
for
money,
yeah. And it's just like, and what you do is you make it so people who are honest, it's hard for them to make a dollar.
Yeah.
Because they just want to go up there and go, hey, this is who I am. And
I love,
like, ah.
I love that Rob Ford just said, fuck you. He denied it for a little while, but then he was like, this is what I am. Were you at the store when he showed up?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was
I took
so
pictures
funny.
With him. And I'm like, why did I just take pictures with this guy? Why didn't we open the bar so in order an eight ball,
yes.
And go,
yo,
let's see,
let's
if we can
send in the whore. Send in the slut.
I do.
And no one at the store would have fucking exposed him.
No.
People at the store would have had one to party with him and have fun, and I hope to God no one would have taken a photo, because
well,
that's not
the
kind of place that place is.
I know people who are from TMZ that go here and they go, we won't say anything that happens at the store.
I fucking hope that's true.
Yeah, I know two people who have very ins at the con, and they both said, I don't go into people's places and disrespect. And
that's,
dude,
cool, because that is that's a clubhouse of privacy, hopefully.
Yeah.
People
hopefully.
Don't get that.
Yeah.
One time this one guy, I'm not going to say his name, he was going on Twitter and he was like saying shit to comics, like personal shit.
Yeah.
And I found him on, so I go, and I said, I go, You can make a choice right now. You could realize how lucky you are. For some reason, you got picked up and you're regular here,
right.
And this is a fucking private club and what fucking happens here. Or you could say something else and I'm going to beat the fuck out of you right now.
Yeah.
PJ Stansberry started fucking yapping shit on stage and I had to pull him aside. It's like, dude, you don't air out people's laundry.
No.
What happens here? I see married men fucking chicks around, and I'm not going to say
that's not your job.
Not my job.
Not your fucking job.
You are fucking blessed to
yes.
be allowed into the fucking secret society,
yes.
And you better shut your fucking mouth.
Right. You don't want to know that fucking back hallway by the main room there. That not just the main green room with the Coke piano,
right?
Those little inside areas,
yeah.
That they had to put a padlock on.
Uh-huh.
They had to put a fucking padlock on.
They're locking up the belly room now too.
Are they?
Eric's the best. Eric, the manager, has done the best of trying to tame that place,
yeah.
But you'll never.
Are they locking the belly room?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, there's ways to get up there.
Yeah. It's probably at some point it becomes an insurance issue if something happens.
No,
it's
like corporate.
No, it's Aria getting caught on video getting his dick sucked.
Who was
by
that?
Katie?
Aria?
I don't. I mean, probably.
Yeah.
But that was a while. That's not like news.
Aria Shaffir?
About on
I didn't
show.
That's so funny.
Here's thing. Adam, at that time, Adam was
that. So I was like the third one to stick my dick in that hole.
That is true. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for confirming.
We talked about that on the show, that you were the third one.
I hope she's a longtime listener.
But Adam, and Chris Burns, who's no longer the manager there.
Yeah,
So Adam is managing, and he calls the store. He was like off. And it's like late night, and that's like right when they got the cameras in every room or whatever. And Ari didn't even know there were these cameras. So he calls Chris. He goes, I just want to see how the club's going. Is everything fine? There's no fires or anything. You know what I mean? He does that. Chris is like, yeah, man, everything's cool. I'm just sitting in the office watching Ari get his dick sucked.
Oh, my God.
And Ari's just sitting in the belly room like this.
Oh,
like,
dude.
Sucking his dick, and he's
I remember
there
that
watching
night, because I aggressively fed Katie my dick that night. I remember I was in my porno
aggressively
mode.
Aggressively fed?
I was in my porno mode that night. But, yeah, it's just a private place, dude.
Yeah, and it should
but
be
But I wish we
would
have just you know, because nothing makes you want to go crazier more than fucking Ro, the bartender over there in a flower
Rose?
Dress with drinks
Come
and
on.
Fucking eight balls of cocaine. Nothing says debauchery more than that chick.
You know, Randolph, he's been hanging out there late on Mondays. I've been hanging out there with him, our buddy Steve Randolph, who's really a funny comic. And he's like, dude, what is going – that bartender's got – the best body I've ever seen in my life.
The best, dude. She's literally the only chick that can get drunk on work and doesn't get fired there.
Yeah,
because she makes everybody want to drink,
and she's
get
just
crazy.
Fun, and she likes everybody.
And she's cool.
She's cool. She's a cool
one of the
chick.
Coolest chicks I know.
She's very, very cool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I really do love her.
She's like living on a fucking yacht at some point.
Yeah,
like it was like such a LA life. It was so.
She goes flown to Hawaii. I know. Like a champion.
She goes, be honest with me, and I know you'll be honest with me. Do I need to lose like 5 pounds?
Yeah.
And I go, you look in my fucking eyes. If you lose 1 pound, I'm going to slap you. I'm going to slap you across your face.
Chicks that hang out with comics are fucking super cool. They get it. They don't treat it. They don't have this idealistic idea of what a man and a woman are. They just fucking get it. And they're just cool. And I love comedy club waitresses. I've always just, they're always fun. To just get a drink with, whether they're hot or not hot. You get a whiskey with a comedy club, they got great stories,
they're
and they're cool, and they swear,
they
and they fucking, they get it.
They smoke, they're fucking
they're just fun.
They're
fun.
Filthy.
Right.
And they're filthy, for
they're
sure.
They're filthy. Dude, I've always said, you know, there was a time where, like, it's so, I've been at the store so long that I've been through these different kind of phases, like the Jill Allen phase and the Katie phase, and now.
I don't know if I know Katie.
Katie hasn't been, she stopped hanging around
you
for a
know
little.
If you saw her.
All right.
But, like, they eventually all go away because, one, either they start feeling like, oh, what am I doing with my life? Or, two, they get ran off. And that, the second one pisses me off.
Right. They should not be run
because
off.
Because there's a ton of chicks at the store who, you know, over the years won't bone me. I don't hate them.
No.
It's either you're in or out.
Yeah.
But, like, if she's blowing everybody else, don't run her off.
Have you? Yeah, no, you should not run her off.
She's a friend. Right. Buy her a drink. Thank her.
We used to have in at Illinois, it sounds funny to talk about tennis in like a actual sports term, you know, podcast. But we used to have, we call them tennis-titutes. And if they slept with three or more tennis players, you became a tennis-titute. And it sounds derogatory, but it wasn't. They were always invited to every party, and they were fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Sure. It was like calling the slut. It was like, the slut knows what she is.
Yeah.
And she's and she's, and she's
good
fun.
And she's thankful proud.
And thankful for her. And we would be like, hey, call this. Call. It's fun. It's a group. It is what it is. Listen, and by the way, men are doing the same thing.
Two ways you're invited to the club. Either you're great at tennis, or you're going to fuck people who are great at tennis.
Exactly.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that.
And
wrong
I,
with
here's
that.
The other
and
bottom line.
We didn't
line
disrespect
that
them. Yeah. We didn't treat them like, we didn't punch them. We
no.
Didn't, like, no.
That's exactly what I'm going to say. The bottom line with, is, with that, is this. And other women are the ones, and you always had that joke. That's who are calling women sluts, are other women.
Yes.
I mean, that's the bottom line when it comes to that. But they're going to be fucking a bunch of people anyway.
Anyways.
Because we allow them into, whether it's the comedy store or whether it's like the tennis team or whatever, it's just like, we just think you're awesome. Like, you're going to, if it's, if we kick you out, you're just going to go somewhere else and bang a bunch of people.
Yeah.
That's what you like to do is fuck.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong
so
with that.
So do I.
Yeah.
Let's hang.
And if somebody ever went to the comedy store and messed with those girls that wasn't, we would fucking
murder.
They would be dead.
Yeah.
They would be fucking,
don't fuck with their good thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, and they would, their bodies would be put in those secret tunnels that go to the fucking House of Blues.
Yeah,
and the one, that, and then we, I mean, that's what those places were for. That's what Vegas used to be like, right?
Yeah.
You think that when that place became the comedy store, you think that's when people started fucking there?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
people act
like zeros.
Sammy Davis Jr. used to get his dick sucked there by some, you know what I mean? It's
back
like,
back in the day when those white chicks were trailblazers. Like,
yeah.
You really took your life. If you wanted to suck a black dick, you took your life in your own hands.
Right.
Totally. They were like, there should be.
Daddy, that didn't piss off Daddy. That disowned you from Daddy.
You know what I mean? That got you out of the will.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Now hold on here. So yeah, dude. Yeah. I'm going back to Rico Suave. I think that's what started this whole
that
thing.
That is this whole fucking rant.
A 90-minute discussion.
Is that the reason it's on the Huffington Post, which is a very progressive website, and it's trying to shame men into thinking that it's bad that they quote-unquote womanized.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm going to tell you, it takes two to tango.
Correct.
Especially when you're a celebrity back then. You know, he had some big songs. I'm sure that 500 was in like a 2-year window. I don't think he's gotten laid in like a decade. But for two
Dude,
years.
I love Pauly Shore.
Are they
Shore.
Trying to
he's
shame
still,
him? Are they trying to shame him?
Yeah, they're trying. That's he's trying to saying. Like, oh, it's part of the Latin culture that you must womanize women. I'm like, no, that's called being a human being.
Yeah.
Show me one powerful man that just didn't go through a chick. And you show me that guy, I'll show you a dude who's miserable.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, he's got some pent up
well,
shit.
There are people, too. I do think that there are people that do, that are womanizers and don't act respect. You can. What I'm saying is this. You can bang 500 women and still have a lot of respect for women
yeah.
and not be a fucking asshole.
And not drug them.
And
not
drug them.
I mean, that's
like
what
Bill Cosby. That, well, and, exactly. Great point.
And I want more information on this whole drugging thing I keep reading about. What mm-hmm. does that mean? What are you talking? They keep just saying drugged and I'm like, what does that mean? But to drug anybody, you're and I'm not. I don't
was
know. I don't know what
drink
his situation
that he
is.
Made for them. And there was a couple different ones. One, a girl
was
had
it a
cold.
Drink or was it he? Because no. they'd be like, oh, I have a headache. He'd be like, oh, take these
no.
pills.
Take no,
switch right there.
Never. Yeah. No, it was always well, a girl that had a headache. He said it was Comtrex. That he had dissolved into a drink, and he's like, drink this, it'll like a tea, it'll make you feel better. He did that to a few
What's,
of them.
What does
and
it
the
do?
Other
it
ones,
passes you out?
Yes.
So then you rape him?
Yes.
But his geez. Rape, we talked about this before, it's just like, even it's clean comedy rape. It's
I know.
Like they would pass out, and you just take their dead hand and like, fucking.
Hand job him?
Brush, give, he would like brush their teeth with his dick. Have a good day, sir.
What? Passed out person.
It's like a
no
power fun. Thing. Yeah,
no,
a fetish thing.
Nothing.
It's something for him.
There's no.
It's not like he couldn't get pussy.
Yeah. No.
Like my whole thing is getting a girl to agree to let me hump her. It's like that's more of a turn on than anything. Like convincing this chick to let me. It's like to just take advantage of it. It's just the weirdest thing ever. It's just so. Uncomfortable, but I don't think it's about sex. I mean, like the Darren Sharper thing. We've talked about that here. It's like,
same thing.
That's the New Orleans guy that would give him morphine.
Did I don't know what he was giving him, but he was also doing.
I think it was a morphine.
I mean, the guy's an incredibly good
looking
dude.
It's the first thing everybody says. They
it's
go,
like,
dude, what?
Incredible good looking, like high end athlete on national television. That is like the trifecta
yes.
of like
black guy,
fucking.
TV,
probably got a monster dick.
Yeah,
but yet had the drug chicks. Because it's not about sex.
It's not
about
the
thrill
sex. It's about the power and like being able to like. To completely take control of somebody.
I've heard chicks say it before. I'm like, oh, I'm just so tired of this fucking blah, blah, blah talk. But then you see, like, Cosby. It's like, you know, it's like you could – I mean, like, as much as we like to think that Cosby is, like, oh, this old man comic. But there was a time where he wasn't the old man comic.
Yeah, he was I spy. He was the hottest leading man in Hollywood, and he was a black man. It was the first time it ever happened.
Yeah, and he was, like, a huge
And what did that get us?
Yeah.
Right, guys? Huh? Can we take some white power back here?
No. Yeah. So I just – it's just really – it just sucks because – and, you know, I keep saying that we've talked about this before, but, like, that's a huge – chunk of the story of stand-up comedy that will be pulled off
the shelf
shelf.
out of
I mean,
the book
like,
you're right
it's like the I mean it's not like Jerry Rice or Emmett Smith where you're like the greatest of all time but he's in the discussion of Mount Rushmore
it almost is like when it comes absolutely is and when it comes to comedy it's almost like you know, in sports, like, where you got to go like, man, but Barry Bonds, I mean, yeah, he was great, but was he really great?
Yeah, but Barry Bonds, we knew it, and it stopped the story.
Yeah.
Like this, I mean, like, you would hear, if you married Jerry Seinfeld's doc on stand-up, he meets with Chris Rock, and Chris Rock is talking about Bill Cosby as this guy. He's like
pop, 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 pop. He keeps hitting it. Yeah, 2 hours or whatever the fuck.
2 hours
it was.
Of just sitting there talking. Yeah. And it's like, you know, now you're like, that guy's a serial rapist.
It's one thing if he just like slept around or blah, blah, blah. You go, okay, that's his personal shit. But when it becomes a crime, a criminal.
I must say.
Which, by the way, there's no charges pressed. That's, I mean, I don't, I'm very confused on what this whole thing is. It's past
the
allegations, but he paid him off to shut up. I don't get what's going on.
No, that's right. That's
and they can't press charges because it's beyond the
statute limitations.
Which I don't understand.
Other women have come out, and because the people that he paid off to not talk about it.
Settled.
They had already
yeah.
talked about it
yeah.
before he paid them off.
Yeah, right.
So then no charges were filed. And then after that, other women have recently come out
yeah.
and said it. And then they've gone back to these old People magazine interviews that these – so the women that he paid off aren't talking about it now.
Well, they can't.
But they were public they before. Their, yeah. So you have half these women that can't legally talk about it now because he's paid them off, and these other women that have come out
They're
and said,
forward.
Hey, this did happen.
I think it'll be worse than the Tiger Woods. I think Tiger Woods –
Tiger Woods
still
just cheated on his wife
yeah,
and had a sex addiction.
But that will always be there. That
he paid women that were willing to have sex with him. That's totally different.
I agree with that. But there is that kind of like taint to his legacy. As great as
well,
he
it also
is,
has hurt his performance. You know, he hasn't really done shit.
Since, I don't know since, why Nike yeah. isn't like, dude, we got porn stars on fucking
yes,
payroll.
Exactly.
Here's some fucking yes. whatever you need.
Yep.
I've always said that I thought he was HGHing. I've always yeah. thought that. Because yep. there would be times I look at it, I'm like,
yeah.
look
he
how
got
fucking
jacked
shredded
all of a sudden,
that guy
yeah.
is.
Except that
it,
doesn't help.
Hurt him.
That doesn't help you putt. Which is what golf is all about.
Well,
but I wouldn't be surprised if he had shot fucking Adderall into his fucking focus point or some shit. Because, I mean, golfing is about putting.
It was too much money, dude.
Yeah.
When you're like a billion-dollar athlete,
yep.
you know, I mean, there's talk about LeBron James not looking as shredded. I mean, like, he used to look diesel.
Yeah.
This year,
yeah.
he does not look diesel. And he's still an incredibly human being. But when you're dealing with, like, that kind
a
of
corporation.
Money.
It's a corporation.
Dude, yes. if they were like, hey, dude, listen.
Yeah.
We're your manager. We got a chance for you to make roughly $300 million.
You're employing 500 people.
We need you to shoot this in your ass.
Yes, for sure.
This is the funny serum, and you're going to be 10 times funnier, and you will get $300 million. Are you going to do it?
Yeah.
I couldn't
Dude, you
bend
could
over
shoot,
quick enough.
You yeah. could shoot cum into my ass for $300 million, and I'm not talking about with a syringe. I'm talking
with
about
a human
a nice... thick, veiny dick right into my asshole for $300 million.
We would all do
I'm going to lower that amount. $4,000.
Send it to the All Things Comedy donation
yes.
page.
I will take
like
three
10,
of those.
I would almost try to make it happen.
I would take 3,000 of those dollars and donate it to
the studio.
All Things Comedy. And then my studio's in, and I still got a little 1,000 for myself. Thank you,
go.
Sam.
I think we would all do what it takes to be at the pinnacle.
Yeah.
We all would. I mean, there's
sure.
Showtime just had this insane documentary on Lance Armstrong, which I don't know.
Oh,
if
it
seen.
Was great.
It's fucking insane.
It's incredible.
What a cunt.
What a scumbag.
What a scumbag.
Well,
what
I mean, intimidating
scumbag.
Everybody to shut the fuck up.
I learned this from my dad a long time ago.
Threatening people
yeah.
and
yeah. Yeah.
If you're ruining
people's
break
lives.
The rules,
yeah.
If you're going to break the rules. You got to shake hands and kiss babies. You can't break the rules
right.
and be an asshole.
No.
No, eventually his
right.
ego got so
other.
Big, though.
Yep.
His ego got so big. And, dude, he ruined, like, four people's
lives. He crushed people. He would smear them. He would get, you know. We all have dirt. That's also why Hollywood hasn't really come out and said much about Cosby. Because everyone who's reading it, every celebrity is going, I'm not going to be that hard on this cat because I don't want my shit coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want people going dirt. Through
shit.
My
yeah,
trash can.
I'm a weird
can.
Dude.
Yeah, I'm a weird dude.
I like weird shit.
That's why the best thing you can do is just own it all the time because then no one can say
but
shit.
But
you
can't. You. You can't own it all the time if you're a corporation or
right.
NBC's or if you've got a fucking wife and two kids. You can't
right.
own it. You can't. You got to hide it, which
yeah,
is why they
you're
do.
Playing the women and women like just – they're just – insecure.
You got to be the single dude who has no ties
who loves
to anything.
Puppies.
I'm saying, like, if you really want to be all out, straight up, honest, own everything, you can't really tie
can't
into
opinion.
People because no one's
right.
gonna fucking tie
You're
into
like,
that.
I yep. like Obama as a president. Boom. Every chick who's a Republican's like, fuck you.
Fuck
I'm
you.
Not buying your
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's just where we got. Like, we've gotten to a place where. People just don't like, if you don't greet them, they don't like you. Instead
yeah.
of being like, hey, man, we just see the world differently.
Yeah. But I'll still get you to laugh at this joke.
Yeah.
yeah. Which is
right.
our job. Yep.
What does
yep.
Cosby's wife do?
She
Not
just,
for a living. I mean,
well, her,
if you're her,
wife
you're an 80-year-old
no
woman.
Than yeah. Shelley Sterling. Like, this notion that Shelley Sterling, women have done this amazing thing with being able to reap the rewards of their scumbag spouses, but also been able to deflect
to
any of the fucking punishment.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you look at, like, there's this black feminist She's on Twitter, and all she does is call out white feminists who try to fucking distance themselves
right.
from the white man. It's like, you are right fucking – I've seen The Colored Purple, all right? You are right there doing the same fucking shit, man. But it's just like this amazing ability to deflect
right.
any of the punishment. Shelley Sterling reaped the rewards of her racist husband.
Sure.
His slumlord tactics
uh-huh.
made her a rich motherfucker.
She was fine with everything forever.
Except for him banging a black tranny. Until... That seems to be the and she just can't get over it. It's literally...
Oh, the only reason she wasn't fine with that was because she was gonna, you know, getting her hands on that money.
No, she's still... She just
Are they divorced? Are they divorced?
They're separated.
They're separated. But she probably got part of that $2
billion. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
absolutely, yeah.
Well, the NBA was
That's why
so
she wouldn't
smart,
divorce
dude.
Him.
They basically made it. They made a deal with her. Like, we'll let you sell this, but you have to agree. If anyone sues us, it comes out of your pocket.
Right.
She's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, they're like, But
right.
it's like, yep. she called the cops. He's still banging her.
Is he?
Oh, dude, if you were 85 and yeah. a fucking 30-year-old.
Gross.
Was gross. Dude,
totally. So what? You're 85. You're 85.
Gross for you
yeah.
at your age.
She's
where
totally
you're banging
gross.
Fucking prime tail.
Yeah.
Dude, 85
yeah,
and this
right.
30-year-old will let you lay on top of her?
You're right.
Are you going to stop hitting that?
But, I mean, you could just... She's paid. She's an escort, right? Is more or less.
I don't even.
I don't.
She's a gold
that,
digger.
I think.
She's
yeah.
A gold
I don't know. If she's like a professional.
I mean, if I was him, I would just take the money and just hire a high-end prostitute anytime I wanted one, and not have to deal with the bullshit. Of,
totally
you know,
right.
That's what you pay for.
None of them.
But you know,
shut
you're lonely
anymore.
Though. You're
lonely.
85.
Nobody
a relationship.
Shuts up.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have to start teaching our daughters to keep a fucking
Shut
secret.
Shut the fuck up. If you're going to fuck an 85-year-old daughter who
yeah.
I love.
I want to do a scared straight with all these snitching bitches going to these young girls going, yeah, I thought I was going to get everything. And now I'm fucking prostituting at a truck stop in
That's
Tulsa.
Good. That's
Botox
good.
With those super fucking alligator lips. Their faces are all fucked
it's just
up.
Like 2 seconds of fame. And these fucking chicks will fucking
And like
throw-
no money. Like 10 grand or something to tell your story. And it's like, that lasts,
yeah.
it's not even half a year of your fucking expenses or whatever.
Yeah. And then like, oh, come on, reality show.
Yeah. And then, oh, yeah. They all
yeah.
want a reality
yeah.
show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they're so interesting that we want to yeah. watch your shitty yeah. fucking piece of shit life.
My friend was.
I got my own piece of shit life to worry about.
My friend was banging this chick, and he's like, yeah. I'm banging her, and she's like, oh, I'm on this fucking reality show. So if we're ever on a date, the cameras might come around. I'm like, run, dude.
Yeah.
Run as fast as you fucking can. There's no – dude, literally, it goes like in terms of the scumbags, like fucking comedians, porn stars, reality stars.
Totally.
Reality
the
stars
bottom.
Are 10 times worse than porn stars because at least you know what you're getting with a porn
yeah,
star.
Yeah, right.
I'm
right.
a whore. I fuck on camera.
Yes.
Totally
Fine.
Cool. That's your business model. But reality stars try to play it like they're not whores and they're real people and they'll fucking screw up.
Anytime you go to a beautiful woman's Instagram and it's all selfies and you're looking at them, you're like, God, she's hot. God, she's hot. And you start going, oh, wait a sec. I just looked at 12 selfies in a row.
Yep.
Run. Run, dude. That's the wrong fucking person.
Yeah.
That's the wrong fucking idea of
But
the,
these chicks have been able to monetize this narcissism. It's so incredible.
Because other chicks watch it religiously.
No, and it's scumbag fat Mexican guys. Who's like, I love you so much. You're so beautiful. You're like.
Who's writing that shit? Come on, dude.
But
I
sometimes
know.
I some of my friends are porn stars and I'll check out their Instagram. And you just read these guys.
Crazy,
they're
right?
They're so angry at these girls
because yeah.
they can't fuck them and
right.
the shit they write. And like, somehow I got to be like, dude, why are you following her if you hate her that much?
Right.
Like, why would you say this, like, fucking evil shit?
So they follow them because they're hot and they love them, but then they just have to degrade them somehow?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's terrible.
Oh, especially yeah. the hot white girls who bang black guys in a porno.
Oh.
Nothing pisses these guys off more.
Oh, yeah.
Then they're like, oh, they're the worst. I'm like, why do you follow
They
them?
Said yes.
Yeah.
The Dude. Woman said yes to this. Not like it's a fucking rape.
With all the naughty show and stuff that you've done and all the different porn stars that you've met, have any of them ever said, I got hit up on Twitter or fucking somebody commented on my Facebook page or said something just like, hey, we should fuck sometime. I totally always wanted to fuck, you know, those real things like so rude. Have any of them been like, yeah, it totally worked. I just wound up fucking this guy.
I don't think that works with any girl.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Sometimes they fuck a fan, though, right?
It depends.
Sometimes they've done
for a porno.
For a porno, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, let me fuck a fan, this poor guy.
That always makes me fucking laugh.
Doesn't realize his life is over.
Exactly.
Like, where are you going from there?
I know, dude.
Everyone's going to Google your name. Everybody's going to fuck, you know? And it's just like, where do you go from there?
Your naughty show is so fun, dude.
Yeah, thank you, dude. We're about to do it in Long Beach.
I love that show.
Because finally somebody's going to pay for a ticket in L.A.
Oh, really?
I mean, unless you're like a huge name,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nobody's paying for tickets.
Yeah.
And like Louis C.K. does the main road kind of show. He's charging $20. Anywhere else, it's a $50, $60, $70.
Yeah, sure.
Vegas, it's a $100
ticket. L.A. is brutal. L.A. is brutal. But I love doing your show. I love that shit. It's always so fucking
We're trying to get
insane.
Back out to Vegas. And I'm just, the problem is, should have been on television a while ago. And it's just, the suits, don't think anybody wants to hear someone who looks like this.
Yeah.
Talk.
Just keep going, dude. Don't fucking stop.
Yeah, without,
don't
it's let
don't
that
let
or
these
like
fucking
jump in a dumpster and blow my brains out.
Well, yeah, don't do that either. But don't and you know, Sam, once it gets on TV, it's going to be a massive fucking hard hit because you've had to grind it out for 12 years. How long have you been doing the fucking naughty show? I don't know.
I've been doing it like 7 years.
It's going to be so good by the time someone says someone has the balls to
say yes.
I
love producing shows. That's what I love to do.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get out in Vegas because I think Vegas is a really great place to do. I'm just trying
it's
to
the perfect brand.
I think it's going to be an artist colony out there pretty soon. But anyways, let's get back to
We've
talked about everything but – no, we talked a lot of sports.
We talk sports. I mean, how many women did Wilt say he slept with? 40?
20,000.
20,000.
Which when we walked figured. In, that was the math.
It was like
that's
three a
day. Day for 20 years.
Which I don't. That's an incredible pace. So let's say he didn't do three a day. Let's say he did like five every once in a while a day. There's just no way, dude. There's just no way.
I know a comic who banged five chicks in one day.
You do?
And it was a Beecher's Madhouse, and it was
the
heyday of Beecher's Madhouse in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And this dude would literally, like, the show's done. After the show, man, Beecher's Madhouse, the Hard Rock years, I was so blessed to be able to have done those shows.
Yeah.
Because... it was the closest thing to being
a rock star
I've ever gotten.
Yeah.
And all you had to do was survive the 10 minutes on stage.
Right.
Which was a hit or miss.
We're brutal.
Because you were walking in. It was literally the world's greatest hell gig ever.
Okay.
Because you would walk in to just, I mean, the sound. It was so loud in the room, you could touch the sound. It was that loud. Like, literally, like, you could pull out a knife and cut sound. That's how loud it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you're just following midgets, fire throw, a fucking dude swallowing a sword, like African tribal dancing, and now a guy telling jokes.
Right.
But, man, if you killed...
You were in.
Dude, a line around the door. And this guy...
Five chicks
would
in one
just,
day. That's...
At one point, everyone would go to Body English off. After, and... You would just see him grab a girl, bring her upstairs, bang her, come back down, grab the next girl, bring her upstairs, bang her, come back down, grab the, go upstairs, bang
And Body English is that fun club, and I'm sure they're splashing you guys out and drink what you want, blah,
oh,
blah, blah.
Just drink. And I was young,
Good
and I was
him.
Having the time.
I can't
time.
Wait to ask you off the microphone who it was.
I just was banging.
I know. I think I know this
don't
story.
Don't say a name.
Don't say a name.
Because it's
respect. You don't say the fucking name. And then that... People trust you, and they tell you things. And you know
what
I mean?
It was Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Yes, it was. But, yeah, we're trying to do it, man. I want to do some on-demand shit. That's really what I...
Totally.
I just want to produce it the way I want to produce it. Because people love it. It's the greatest show ever.
It's so fun to be on. As a comic, you're so free to do whatever the fuck you want.
And I've literally tried to do it in the worst city to do it in that this is such a progressive piece of shit town.
Yeah.
Where it's like...
Go do it in Peoria or Detroit, dude.
That's what I'm doing.
Detroit would fucking eat that.
I just
signed
with a new agency, and they're like, we want to put this on the road. I'm like, okay, finally somebody gets it.
Yeah, I mean, Detroit would eat it up.
Everything. I just can't get these suits to get it, dude.
Yeah.
They
well, fuck the suits. Maybe it's someone else. Maybe it's like a fucking baller that's not a suit that has a shitload of money that would produce it. I don't know.
I have so many connections.
You have
like,
so many connections.
I know who the porn stars are. I know who to do it with. I know everything, dude.
Yep.
I know everything. And it's just like, I'm just waiting. Because like, look at these AVNs. Like, they have the AVNs.
Yeah.
They now just do female comedians.
Yep.
And the girls who they got, some of my friends or were my friends, But you're like, that person isn't a destroyer.
Yeah.
But they don't care because they just want a girl who talks dirty.
Yep. Yep.
And it's just like, but that's why
who doesn't?
Yeah, but it's just like, I don't care about it.
So commercially successful.
Just
it's crazy.
Please don't, girls, female comics, tell me how hard it is to be a female comic.
Oh,
please shut the fuck
up.
We
talked about this the other day in the Comedy Store bar when you were looking at the magazine of the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And you're like,
going
all female. It's like, oh, for God. We're like, we're literally dead. Well, the white male comic is fucking
dead.
Unless you're,
And we got in at the wrong time. Yeah. You know what I mean?
We had a good run.
No, but we're dead in Los Angeles. But I just feel like I hear just horror stories of these comedians who are on these TV shows and they go on the road and it's just bomb central.
Oh, totally. You know, when you go to a club, you see who came before you. And I'll always be like, oh, how was that person? You know, and I'll have my, and they'll be like, oh, they were, and then you'll get drinks later in the week or something. They get, and they're like, yo, that was the worst comic we ever had.
Yeah.
So
I love it, dude.
It's funny.
I love to hear the stories of who bombed on the road.
That's funny.
And the managers of the clubs won't ever tell you, but the waitress will tell you straight up.
Oh, the waitress will tell you straight up. They'll tell you straight up.
I
just love to know, like, who was an asshole.
Yeah.
And like, people are always like, hey, great show. It's like, I don't know. I don't know if you're telling me the truth. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I've learned to stop asking the manager at the end of the week if it was a good week.
Yeah.
Once in a while, they'll be honest with you. But usually they'll be like, I don't know. It's because they don't want to pay you any more money.
No.
They got you for a fucking $6.50 an hour, so they're not going to give a fuck, dude.
Right.
You know, they don't want to kill that because they got fucking Jay Moore coming through next week who's asking for $50,000.
Yes.
There's like $50,000 for the week. You're like, there's only so many seats.
Right.
How are you making that money?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are losing money 100%.
But on you, Captain fucking $6.50 an hour, the Walmart of comedy.
Not right. You. Fuck. I first at the Des Moines Funny Bone and I asked for shrimp in my penne pasta. And she's like, I'm sorry, but you can't get shrimp. That's above the, and it was an extra $3.
I think we've talked about this story before.
And I was like, I just want shrimp. You know, I was like, just put shrimp. The pasta's, you're not charging me for the, just put shrimp. She goes, we can't do that. And I go, it's $3. First of all, I'll pay $3. Second of all, you're not paying $3 for that shrimp.
Yeah.
You're paying like 75 cents.
Right.
So you literally can't even give me 75. And then they did say to the feature, you can order what you want on this side of the menu.
Why?
Which is the sandwich side. And so I would just give the fucking feature whatever. I would just give them my food. But it's just a mess. It's a fucking mess. Anyways, you should take
They're trying to wring every dollar out of
it. But it's dumb. Don't wring it out of us. I mean, yeah, if I eat fucking 900 shrimp.
Right.
And I bankrupt your kitchen.
If I'm doing a Ralphie May impression in there.
I mean, if you're fucking.
He destroyed us.
They're like, he's back. Hide the shrimp.
Hide the shrimp. Take the shrimp off the menu. No, it's fucking Silly Willy, man.
It is Silly Willy, dude. But I love it. I'm so happy, like, on stage. It's literally the only time that there's tranquility in the comedy game is when you're on stage.
Sure.
And it's just like, and when it hits, nothing's better. There's nothing better
than flame thrown around. That's the addiction.
Pretty much the only reason.
I've done pretty much everything on my bucket list except for bang mom and daughter and sisters. That's about it. That's all that's left. And I keep trying to throw it out
You'll
there.
Get it. You'll get
to
it.
A couple hot moms.
You'll get it.
But it's like I've done some filthy fucking shit, and it's still not as much of an adrenaline rush as killing on stage. Do you sell merch or anything?
I sell merch. It just
what
depends.
Do you got?
Tennis
it
rackets?
Depends. I sell tennis rackets. I usually make a t-shirt specific to that city, no matter where
really?
I go. Yeah, okay. Normally. Yeah.
Wow, that's really smart.
It's smart. It's hard, though, because sometimes if you make, if it doesn't work, the joke doesn't work, you're fucked.
How many will you make?
I'll make 40 t-shirts, so it's not that many. So at the end of the day, you don't eat. You know, when I was a feature, I couldn't do this because there's no money. But as a headliner, depending on what you get paid, it's, you know. And
a lot of people won't even let a feature sell merch.
Yeah.
I will.
I let fucking everybody sell everything.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, if you feature for me, you're going to sell more merch than you've ever sold. Because people get so angry at me for making them laugh at weird shit that
they
just want to run to the feature to buy his shit.
I just take the feature shit up with me. And I go, this guy makes no money.
Yeah.
Fucking buy his shit.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And then buy my shit.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm going to Atlanta in 2 weeks, and I have these t-shirts
I made.
Where are you
playing?
The Improv.
Okay.
And I have this – I made – when Obama got elected, who I voted for, I was so sick of the first –
Kill his mic.
I was so sick of the first black president thing. I was so sick of it.
Yeah.
That I made a t-shirt with George Washington's face on it, and it says first white president. And I fucking sell that in Atlanta, and they buy it like they can't buy it fast enough. And it's not even that racist. It's just like,
Why is it racist, dude?
It's not racist at all. It's racial.
Yeah,
we sometimes
that's what we
get.
We always get mixed up.
We always get mixed up with racist and racial. It's involving race, but it's not. You know. Anyways, I'll sell that, and then what I on the back I print like Atlanta Improv, so people feel like they have a souvenir.
Oh, that's awesome!
And that helps.
Awesome.
It helps. But where do you
get your shirts done?
I got it from a guy named Arbor, who's my buddy, who has a t-shirt shop.
Oh, that's
great. But I try to personalize it, and I recommend that to any comic. It fucking sells a lot better. They want something that says the fucking name.
They love t-shirts.
If I go to Wisconsin,
CDs are done. Would you agree?
I'm going to start selling a CD now that they're done, but I sell a DVD. No one buys the DVD.
Really?
No one buys the DVD. Sorry.
Really?
That's my phone. Yeah. Sorry. I think CDs still work. I don't know. We'll see.
It's at least
what
something to blow off of. I sell CDs. I'm now going to start selling nunchucks.
Okay, awesome. That's great.
I just.
That's good. Give your audience weapons.
One day, I'm going to sell throwing stars and blow dart guns. Yeah.
I was just bringing these t-shirts out, and I saw in my car I had a nunchucks. So I just put them in my back pocket, and I went up on stage, and I just slowly set them down, staring at the crowd.
That's awesome.
And people are like, dude, can I buy nunchucks? I'm like, I'm going to start. I just got to find someone who can personalize them.
Totally.
So, yeah, I'm going to start selling nunchucks on stage.
You can get personalized nunchucks.
You probably even just put us like
I'm sure someone in China will
write
some personalized shit.
Dude, fuck yeah. Nunchucks? That's awesome. I would love a pair of Sam Tripoli nunchucks.
Right?
For sure. Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at the Atlanta Improv December 11, 12, 13. And I'm going to be at Pizzazz Casino in Iowa, New Year's Eve.
That's great.
I've never been there.
That's great. New Year's Eve gig.
Casino New Year's Eve gig too on New Year's. That's fun.
Yeah. I'm co-headlining with April Macy.
Oh, I love April
Macy.
That's
great. She's fun. She's a cool chick too.
I've never really hung
out
with
her. Dude, she's cool. You'll love her.
Oh, it'll be fun.
She kills.
She killer, huh?
She's all
right, good.
You guys will have fun together.
I'll go first.
No, you kill too.
It's all good. Remember the time when it used to like I used to care about lineup order and shit, and then it's like just get up and fucking rip it and get the fuck off.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter when you go up or whatever. That's your job.
I used to overthink everything. You just learn people just want to laugh.
Yeah. You're exactly
people
right.
People just want to laugh.
Thank you for having me on, fellas.
Dude, sorry I was late.
We talk a lot of sports, but that's fine. Who gives a
fuck? We don't really do. We're like the sports podcast everybody loves that doesn't talk sports.
Right. We might as well start saying we're a political podcast, too.
So the t-shirts are going to be up. Why would I lie? They should be up.
This week, I think.
This week.
On what? Where are the t-shirts?
Punchdrunksports.com.
Okay, cool. I'm going to check it out.
Real quick, what should we call this episode?
We talked a lot about the design center.
Design center.
We talked a lot. I'm happy if you do that. You can call it Michael Costa's late if you want to call that, or you can call it
getting late with Mike Costa.
We talked a lot about how much pussy people get, but I assume that
what about Costa versus
Chuckle
Cosby?
Fuckers?
Yeah, chuckle fuckers.
If we call Michael Costa,
you don't have to include my name in it. I mean, it's up to you if you want to, but I'm saying I did come very very late.
Michael Costa
that late?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, considering
you came
like
in like a ninja,
town.
I'm like talking. I look over there. You're fucking disrobing
That's
over
me,
there.
Dude, disrobing. You know, Rico Suave, 500 chicks. I don't know. I don't know what you guys should call.
What about getting late with Michael Costa? We'll call it this episode. And we'll send it to Vicente. We're talking about Rico Suave bragging about. Only banging 500.
I mean, come on, bro.
Tony Danza did
come
that in a week.
Bro.
The guy broke his dick.
Yeah. Here's what pisses me off. I know we're wrapping up, but what pisses me off about that feminist chick bitching about that and calling it womanizing is what she forgets to account for is that when he became Rico Suave, these chicks were throwing pussy at him.
Yeah, right.
He's not like some mailman that has banged 500 women on his route throughout the years and a womanizing scumbag. He's a guy that's like, wow, all of a sudden I can get all the pussy I want. Like, they're just throwing it at
me. Yeah, but chicks are fucking him.
That's what I'm saying.
You act like it's a one-way tango. Because that's how it is. Girls, like if I hear a woman bitch again about how they can't meet anyone in Hollywood, I'm like, no, there's fucking lonely dudes all. You just want a fucking model that will only fuck you.
Yes, exactly.
Go fuck the dude who owns a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
He'll worship you.
You're absolutely right.
You just want it because it's against our best interest.
Or a super hot, you know, super rich dude or some shit. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Dude, you want to bang that? You bang like a fucking, you do what Nicole, what's her name? Who's the big titted playmate with the blonde hair? Nicole.
Oh, Anna Nicole Smith.
Smith, who banged like an 85-year-old?
Yeah, she was banging basically Donald Sterling.
I have this theory, and it's called peasant pussy, right? And it's like why chicks don't understand social hierarchy, because they literally could be like illiterate and have no fucking skills in life other than looking great in jeans and hang out with fucking royalty.
Correct.
I mean, Anna Nicole Smith was a day shift
pillhead.
Stripper
pillhead
in Canada.
And no, wasn't in Canada. I thought it was Texas. It was Texas.
Oh, it
and this 85-year-old guy wheels himself in, and suddenly she's a billionaire.
Yeah, yeah.
All because she looked good in fucking jeans
and had huge tits.
If I have the fucking, if I'm going to a Super Bowl fucking after party, I've had to earn my way into there.
Oh, hell yes.
I've had to fucking have a TV series, a billion Twitter followers. Yeah, yes. I have to. Nobody wants this swinging dick just hanging out.
Right.
You know, it's like Jordan. That story, was he? Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He tells a story about Jordan is at this fucking private party taking pictures of all these chicks. This fucking rapper, a famous rapper, walks up to Jordan and goes, hey, man, can I take a picture of him? Jordan tries to swing on him. I don't take pictures, no motherfuckers. But yeah, he just took a picture with a billion chicks.
Yeah. That's funny.
Even though if you watch the YouTube version of that, he even literally says, I just bid at a charity auction $10,000 on your jersey. I'm like that big of a fan.
And
like, can I get
like,
a quick picture?
Give me 15 grand to take a picture. And you're like,
Jordan
you're
is such a dick,
an asshole.
And they love
it's
him.
Heartbreaking.
And they love him.
It's
everybody just like he would never have made it today.
No,
never.
The social media would absolutely destroy him.
Destroy him with all the gambling and all the he's
pussy.
Dude,
he was the last, the last of the Mohicans when it comes to like the gentleman's club of we keep it in the family and no one talks shit and nobody fucking you do whatever
you
want.
Blake Griffin. Was that, dude, that lets you know about handlers, you
know? Yes.
It's like, dude, when you got handlers, bro, their whole thing, Nike, Kia, they all went around going, anybody who runs a story about him being in a strip bar, we're pulling our ads. They're like, oh, he was at a nightclub in Las Vegas. They were at a strip bar, dude.
Totally, of course.
And the guy's taking a picture like an asshole. Blake's like, fuck you, whack.
Bang. Yep, yep.
But then the handlers are able to control the story. But it's when they decide that you're no longer the guy, which why Blake Griffin better be doing some fucking post-up moves and going down low, because those handlers will go fucking away.
Well, when the endorsements go,
and a great example is Michael Vick.
Totally.
When those endorsements go away, the truth comes out, you're fucked.
You're fucked.
If he was still at Nike, that dog story would never have come out.
Yeah, it's all about the Ray Donovans. You got to be banging enough to have a Ray Donovan.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, Michael Costa, you are a bad man.
Dude, you're
my
best, man. Thank you so much for
coming
by. Please come on.
We'd
love to have you again.
We'll keep it real for you all
the
time.
Thank you, guys. It's fun.
You're
man.
One of our favorite people at the Comedy Store. And,
Thank you, man.
Guys, check out the website. Check out our Amazon links. T-shirts going to be available. BetDSI loves you guys, man. They say you guys are doing a lot of stuff. BetDSI, Caveman Coffee. Check it out. Hopefully, I'll see everybody in Toronto on New Year's. I'll talk to you guys soon. Take care. Bye.